Yes, you can call on that number, what they said there. 0870 90 90 973. Hello then, you, and welcome to what scheduling dictates is 3.5 hours of Friday afternoon radio. You're listening to the sounds coming out of my mouth being converted into electrical signals, squirted down wires and then lobbed out of your radio at 97.3 frequency modulations a second. Possibly. I don't really know the technical ins and outs. Anyway, it is LBC 97.3. I am a man called the name of John Holmes, grappling with a Friday in much the same way and about as successfully as the US have grappled with Iraq. As ever, the telephones are now primed and ready to go. All you have to do is mash this number into one. 0870 90 90 973. It will connect you to Chris, who is sitting through the oblong window, and he will then put you through to me on air. The lines are open quite wide today. There's an average of 7 inches per line. So if you do get through, bear that in mind when you're speaking, because if you're not loud enough, we have noticed in the past that some words do tend to get lost over the side of the wires. 0870 90 90 973 then to speak on the radio. Naturally, you can also text us. 84850 is the number to use for that. It's as good a number as any. Plus, there's email, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, holmes@lbc.co.uk. I'll spell all that for you in case you're a mental one. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, at sign. L-B-C is spelled L. Get a pen. L-B-C, then there's a dot, co, C-O, dot, U-K. That's spelled U-K, if you want to email. So, hello then, H-E-L-L-O. T-H-E-N. I am a man called John Holmes. This is LBC 97.3.
John Holmes. John Holmes.
So let's join hands then, you know, like with a rubbish snowman in the air and go walking in the air towards a detailed, and by detailed I mean vague list of what's coming up in today's effort. Ian Lee is off today. I am sitting literally in his chair. So what's coming up? Well, we'll be playing the game of guess who I had in the back of my cab. For which there's a sound effect.
Guess who's in the back of my cab.
Which is obviously very, a lot of expense went into that. We'll be playing that, but it's Christmas, you see. You know that. I don't know why I'm telling you. It's Christmas. So today it's called Christmas, guess who I had in the back of my cab.
Christmas, guess who's in the back of my cab.
Yeah, brilliant. So yeah, that's very, very festive, Chris. Well done making that. All you have to do to have a go on that is, well, you call or email or text. Call if you like, as to who might be in the back of the Christmas cab. 84850, holmes@lbc.co.uk, or 0870 90 90 973. Prizes. There are genuinely prizes for this. Details of those later, but let's hear the festive. So it's based on we've done a game before. Guess who I had in the back of my cab, right? And this is how that sounds.
Guess who's in the back of my cab?
Brilliant. That's a cabbie. That's an actual cabbie. And because it's a Christmas version of that game, it's this
Christmas. Guess who's in the back of my cab?
Amazing, amazing. The effort that's gone into that. So. Well, you know, so, and also, oh, on this show before as well, of course, yeah, idiot, yeah. You may recall that we have played Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio, we've played Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War Dark Crusade for the radio, and we've played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 for the radio, but today there's a brand new phone-in game, and it's this. Grand Theft Auto, but not Grand Theft Auto San Andreas for the Xbox 360. No, not Grand Theft Auto Las Venturas for the PS2, and certainly not Grand Theft Auto Vice City for the Nintendo Wii. Oh, no. Today, we're playing, on the radio, Grand Theft Auto Latimer Road Tube Station for the radio. If you want to play that, be in a chance, in with a chance of winning the prizes. 0870 90 90 973 to register to play. I will give you lots of details about it later, but that's how you play. Also, of course, there will be an update of London's embassies this afternoon, plus all the news and news headlines you can eat, a positively life-enhancing dollop of travel, and the very best adverts and trails for Nick Ferrari that you'll hear in a minute. All of that will be walking in the air towards you between now and 6:30. More importantly, though, most importantly, in fact, of the whole show, there is you. Call us. 0870 90 90 973. I'm reliably informed that the lines are indeed open now. Hang on. Now, the lines are open now. 0870 90 90 973. And I was going to sort of... Well, it's more of a question. I've got a question. And it's a transport-related question. Now, I was abroad early this week. Prague, thank you for asking. And, the transport system over there, okay, ex-communist country, right, very, it's going to be very efficient. But it was, the trains, for instance, amazing, to the second. Now, I was really late coming to this show today. Right? I only got here, because of train errors. With not much time to spare, which worried Chris slightly, I'll tell you. I'll be honest. You made a bit of a face. But it's all right, I'm here now. However, I was also in Salzburg last year, okay. Right, now this is what I think is weird. In Salzburg, I caught a train, 7 in the morning, and it had to go, it was a 3.5 hour train journey in Salzburg. Okay. And I got on the train. And it was, I'll explain why, for a start, this happened in a bit, but it was all to do with Ryanair being rubbish and cancelling a flight. And I had to get a train across the country to get out of the country, to get to another airfield. However, the train, you see, ran absolutely to the second, and before the train even started off from the station at 7 in the morning, precisely, the conductor came round with a bit of paper. Printed on it all the in-between stations from Salzburg Central to this place in the south of the country that I was going to. And he printed off, they do print off, and they give you this list of all the stations, about 12 of them. And it told you to the second what time you'd arrive at these stations. Now, bear in mind, these stations are through the Alps. They're through lakes, glaciers, viaducts above mountains, right, cut through mountains, right? It's the most spectacular scenery you can imagine. But that train hit every station to the second, not even to the minute, to the second, right? Every one of those 12 stations, all the way to the destination, where we arrived bang on time. Now, if that can happen in Salzburg, why is it, do you think? Please explain it to me, because I've got no idea, and Chris has got no idea either. Why can't I get from Kent to London, where there are no glaciers, mountains, or lakes, big viaducts that needed to be built by the hewn through the very living rock by men, right? None of that. It's just a line to London. Why can't that run on time? Whereas Prague, Salzburg, why can Europe do that? That's what I'm quite interested in that. So if you know why that might be, is it, what is it, underfunding? I don't know what it is. But it's, you know, it just annoys me. 0870 90 90 973, train horror experience. Have you travelled on a train in Europe? Was it good? What made it better? Why? Because, frankly, it's just annoying that they get it right and we can't do it. 0870 90 90 973. And apropos of that as well, Chris was telling me that his parents have got friends, he's still transport-related, who are going to Australia, was it, Chris, I think? Yeah, Australia, on Christmas Eve, which means they'll spend Christmas Day on board a plane flying to Australia. Now, that's got to be a weird way to spend Christmas Day. I don't know if you've ever done it. How do you celebrate Christmas on a plane? Are you allowed to open presents? Presumably you are, if they're not, you know, mobile phones or guns or something. Maybe you are. How do you celebrate Christmas on a plane? Have you ever been on a plane at Christmas? Maybe you work for an airport or an airline. I want to know what special things they do on an airplane on Christmas Day. I'm not planning to go on one this year, but, you know, Chris's friends are. Chris's mum's friends are. Let's give them a... You know, let's let them know what they can expect. How do you spend Christmas Day on a plane? Is that weird? Do you get two Christmas days if you fly the right way around the world? 0870 9090973. You can guess, by the way, that was the other thing I want to do. You can start guessing now for Guess Who's in the Back of My Cab, the Christmas version of Guess Who's in the Back of My Cab, which we can hear the festive thing for now.
Christmas, Guess Who's in the Back of My Cab.
It's just so rubbish, Chris. Rubbish. How much did that cost, mate?
£8.50.
Yeah? Really? Did you have to get in the back of a cab and actually pay someone to...
Yeah, it took us, it took us about, 10 minutes to record it, just to get it just right. Which cost me £8.50 in fare.
In fare, just waiting outside.
Yeah.
So poor. But if you want to guess who's in the back of the cab, there are prizes, up for grabs. I can tell you that there are. You can start guessing now. I mean, we'll do it proper in a bit. We'll not be bothered. But, there are guesses already coming in. Lee in, where's this? In a car. Says, is it, because it's Christmas, guesses in the back of my cab, you see, is it Ainsley Harriet cooking some tinsel? No, it's not. You can call us, 0870 9090973, text 84850, or email homes at lbc.co.uk. This is LBC 97.3. And I think it's the travel now. With Amanda Redmond.
You're absolutely right. Well, the M25 queuing anti...
Mike Life there. Good, say hello. Yes, it is me sitting in for Ian Lee. Later, this is true, later, we've got an actual prize to give away. I've never had an actual prize at LBC to give away before. Does Ian get prizes to give away, Chris? Does that happen?
No.
No? So I'm the lucky one. Genuinely, this is, we have got one of these to give away, and I'm not even making this up. This is true. I've just found this out this second. We've got a Nintendo Wii. That's right, which isn't, as I thought, a condition, but actually it's a games console. It's the new games console that everyone was queuing up for in Oxford Street at HMV yesterday to try and get their hands on. The only ones that are for sale without being pre-ordered in the country. It's the most wanted gift this year. And we do have, is it one? One to give away, and it comes with games and everything. And we will be giving that away before the end of this programme. That's absolutely true. I've got it officially written on a bit of paper here. A Nintendo Wii, that's spelt W-I-I, not like a Wii. And we're going to give one of those away before 6:30. Absolute fact. Meanwhile, Derek is in Croydon. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
And good afternoon to you, sir.
Well, whatever you said then, yes. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, thank you.
That's good. How's, what are you doing in Croydon today? Do you live in Croydon?
Working away, but I happened to drive up to the office and heard your comments about the Austrian German railways, and I thought, well, I'll put my spoke in.
Please do.
A bit of experience.
Go on, tell me.
The reason why they are so damn different. In fact, I can give an instance when I travelled from Ostend, Zellamsey, which is about 60 miles outside of Salzburg, little village, and I was told that the train would arrive 23 hours or later at Zellamsey at 8:23.
Right.
And sure enough, at 8:23 it pulled into Zellamsey. And I've travelled thousands of miles in and around Germany and Austria. The experience has always been the same. And I've mainly punctuality and so on.
Yeah.
If you ask me what I put it down to, well, there's
that was what I was asking.
More than one jolly good reason for it.
Yes.
First and foremost is that it doesn't matter which railway employee you're talking to, whether he be top brass and downwards.
Yeah.
He takes a great pride in his work. And I've noticed, and you can't but notice, that, for example, when they clock on duty in the mornings, their trousers are pressed, they've got clean shoes.
Yeah.
They turn out immaculate, and that's first and foremost a sign of pride in the job.
Why, Derek, though? Is it because they get paid more? Why? Why? Is it, are you reversing, by the way?
No.
What's that beeping noise?
That is the dust cart.
Are you in a dust cart?
No, it just happens to be reversing back to the
Is it? Is it on?
They come along any old time they like.
Yeah, I'm going to say, is it on time though, Derek?
Of course not. It's supposed to be at 8 o'clock.
I thought either you were reversing, Derek, or you had a pacemaker because you were getting excited. We could tell in your voice you were getting excited.
No, neither of those.
No.
So, number one, I put it down to the fact that they have pride in their...
It's going to run over you, Derek! Step out of the way!
Secondly...
Yeah?
You have a management structure which...
Yeah.
...filters on downwards to the... from the top to the bottom, and all the time, it's pride in the work. Pride that they get there on time. A disgrace, really, if they arrive late.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth.
And they don't care here. They don't care here, you know. That's the problem.
They could not give a monkey's...
A monkey's toss.
No.
No.
Exactly.
No, they couldn't. And that's what you put it down to, Derek.
As I say, I mean, across the whole of the continent, pride in the job, pride in appearance.
Yeah.
Pride in management, respect for management.
Are you in management, Derek?
Yes.
Well, I thought you probably were. I could tell. What do you do, Derek?
I run a consultancy.
What are you consulting?
I'm management, and getting the message across.
That, I see. Is it your own company?
Yes. Everybody to their task, and basically, you know, muck in.
And then you
produce the end product.
Yeah.
And what does that do?
Do you go and give presentations, Derek?
No.
Oh.
And it enhances...
I was glad you said that.
It enhances customer goodwill and so on and so forth. That's exactly the policy of the Austrians and the Germans and the rest. They've got a product, they market it, they say they're going to do something, they have to do it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it. Well, Derek, you're in management consultancy, why can't you sort it out? That's all I'm saying.
You're a bit too old in the tooth for it now. But that's my view of things in any
way. Well, fact, that's very kind of you to share them with us.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
All of us.
I'm the same to you.
Cheers.
Bye. Oh. Bye, Derek. What? Derek's management knows how to change it. So, if you think you can beat that call... Hey, that's kicked it off, hasn't it? God. 0870 9090973. Yeah, trains, right, bad train experience. Does it get worse this time of year? I just come back from Salzburg. No, not just, that was last year, but Prague. And they can run stuff over there. They run through glaciers and ice and frozen stuff. We get confused at Leaves on a Line. I just don't understand why we can't move Leaves on a Line when they can get... And the other thing was, it was three and a half hour trip. Guess how much it was? That's right, yeah, £15. £15 for a 3.5 hour peak time trip. Not £100, £190 silver saver. I just don't understand it. Neither did Derek, but he tried his best, bless him. 08709090 numbers. Spending Christmas, have you ever spent Christmas down a plane? Christmas Day on a plane, we've decided, is a slightly weird thing to do. What do you do? Is that the worst Christmas Day you could possibly have? Or perhaps you've had a worse Christmas Day than that? Yeah, worst Christmas Days. Was last year any good? Or was it really bad and rubbish? Were you on a plane? 08709090973, if you can beat Derek's call. We've also, don't forget, got a Nintendo Wii to give away. I'm going to tell you how we're going to give that away later, but suffice to say, it'll involve, you know, begging. But you could call the same number to register to do that. 0870 9090973. If you want to start playing, then the game of get your Christmas, what is it? Christmas guess who I had in the back of my cab. It's basically today's mystery competition. It's for Christmas, and it's called guess who I had in the back of my cab. Can we have the festive thing?
Christmas. Guess who's in the back of my cab.
So poor. All you have to do is guess who is in the back of the cab. It couldn't be easier. Well, actually it could, but it's not. 84850 or homes@lbc.co.uk. You can even call on a number to play that today. 08709090973. You'll be wanting to know about today's prize for that then. Well, what you get today is an all-expenses-paid holiday to visit Father Christmas in Steve Allen's grotto. Yes, this festive time of year, Steve Allen's grotto takes on a new lease of life as it's festively decorated with tinsel and amyl nitrate. LBC will fly you down to Steve's South Pole, and from there it's but a short sled ride to his grotto deep within the hills. There you'll meet Father Christmas and his helpers and see the nativity scene that's put up there, including two real donkeys. On day two, if you're still alive, there's a chance to go tobogganing down his Cresta Run, but I wouldn't advise it. No one leaves empty-handed, though. There's a present for everyone from Steve's Santa. Dates vary. What an excellent Christmas prize, I think you'll agree. And all you have to do is this. Chris thing.
That. Christmas. Guess who's in the back of my cab.
Simply guess who's in the back of the cab. Answers are coming in. This is from Lee in Walderslade. Is it Fern Cotton, ironically dressed in leather? Is it her in the back of the cab? And I'm afraid, Lee, it isn't. But, you know, if you think you can guess who it is, we have prizes to give away. Meanwhile, Hillary. Hello.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much for asking. Okay. Where are you today?
I'm sort of breaking the law. I'm just about driving to my sports club in Finchley.
I see. You're breaking the law.
I am, because I'm driving and talking on the telephone.
That's terrible.
But anyway, there's no police around at the moment.
No. Okay. I'm not condoning it, but, you know, whatever.
I'm just going very, very slowly.
Okay.
I travelled to China.
Yes.
On a Christmas day about 4 years ago.
Oh, what was it like?
Very boring.
Oh.
Nothing happened, nothing at all, no one said Merry Christmas.
Nothing?
Everyone just said, no, it was exactly the same as just a normal day.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
I was hoping
long flight.
There'd be some sort of big plane party.
No, nothing at all.
Oh, what airline was it?
I can't, it was Chinese Airlines, it was, oh, what was it called? I think China Air.
China Air, probably.
Yeah, it was a very nice flight,
yeah.
Very simple, very basic,
yeah.
But very polite and everything else, but no one mentioned Christmas. It just wasn't mentioned. Luckily enough, I'm Jewish.
Yes.
So, it wasn't the end of the world.
No, I suppose not, really.
But,
no.
You know, it would have been nice for someone to say something.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Well, that was it. Hillary, hang on there for a second, because I'm just going to have to go to a break. Hang on.
Incy, wincy, spider.
I just wanted you to break the law for a bit longer there, Hillary.
Okay, no, I'm fine, because I'm now...
Yes?
...in the car park of my sports...
of your sports place.
I'm not breaking the
That's
law
good.
Anymore.
I'm glad we accompanied you on the last leg of your journey, then.
Yeah, thank you, it was fun.
But, I can't... it's a shame, isn't it, that you didn't celebrate it on... Perhaps, is that just China Air, maybe, then? I mean, you know, say you're Jewish, it didn't bother you that much.
It didn't matter too much, but
yeah.
It would have been fun for something to come out, you know, like a piece of turkey or something. That would have been nice.
Yeah.
But no.
Okay.
It's ordinary Chinese food, but excellent food.
Yes, that. Hillary, sorry about that again. I like the idea now that you've just been sitting in your car park.
Yes, I am. I'm watching everyone else going in and having fun. I'm going to be joining them in a minute.
Of course you are. Did you know the Chinese have no word for Christmas?
They don't have a word for Christmas?
No.
Oh, that's probably
not only do they not celebrate it, they have no word for it. According to, this is from Sarah on a text.
Oh, that's interesting.
There you go. And they didn't mention that, though. They didn't say, it's Christmas Day, everyone, but we have no word for it. So, actually, they wouldn't be able to say Christmas Day, would they? They'd have to go, it's
They don't really speak much English. They just smile at you. It's very, very limited. Their English is very limited.
Well, that's not, my Chinese is superbly limited, I can tell you that.
It's almost impossible to learn the language. I thought about trying, and then I gave up after the first sentence, because I realised it would take a lifetime to get the hang of it.
It would, yeah, and there's all sorts of different types, aren't there?
It's intonations.
Have you,
say the same thing five different ways, five different intonations, and they'll mean five different things. It's the same words. So I knew I would never get the hang of it.
No, not Christmas.
No.
No words for that.
No, there's no word. I believe that.
Are you a mum at all, Hilary?
I'm a mum of grown-up children.
Mum of grown-up children.
Yeah.
Have you, this is something that Chris mentioned to me earlier, so while I've got you on the phone, I'm going to ask you, because you're a mum and you'll know. Have you ever helped your kid or encouraged them to break the law? And I ask you that because we now know that you don't mind breaking the law.
Well, no, I haven't.
Mm.
In fact, it's against my principles to break the law. I haven't really broken the law, have I?
Yeah.
I've just been a little tiny bit naughty.
A little tiny bit naughty.
I don't, yeah, I think...
It is the law, though.
It's all right.
It is the law.
I know it is the law. I know. Are you going to tick me off?
I'm not going to tick you off, no. I think that's fine. But Chris's dad, he was saying earlier, we were talking about kids breaking the law. You know, mm-hmm. Asbo kids. And Chris's dad was, frankly, brought him up wrong, because he let him drive home from a trading estate when he was only 15. Speaking of driving laws.
Well, I have
that's
done
shocking,
a few little things, like I've gone to car parks and let my children drive in the car park.
Well, that's fine. That car park's sort of fine.
On private land. But then again, I suppose if there were other cars there and they'd have hit the car,
yeah.
I'm not quite sure where it's, you know, where you stand.
Mm.
And I have, even when they were very young, let them change gear.
Well, that's all right, isn't it?
Is that okay?
I don't think anyone could touch you for that. I don't think letting a kid change gear, that's not technically...
I wanted them to get the hang of what the gears were all about when they were young.
Yeah.
As soon as they were 17, I had them driving.
Did you make one of them... have you got two kids, did you say?
I've got three.
Three. So that you could have constructed that quite well. You could have made one of them get on his hands and knees at the front and push the clutch down. At a really young age, one of them to do the gear stick and the other one to sort of steer it. You know, you could have just sat back and relaxed.
No, it's not a circus act.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to... Why not? You could have had a Chinese circus in many ways to celebrate Christmas. See how we bring it full circle.
I did go to a Chinese circus, though. They are amazing.
Did you? Was in China?
Yeah. In Beijing.
What's amazing about it?
Well, they just do things that are just unexpected. I can't quite describe it, but...
What would be unexpected about Chinese circus? If they did it in Japanese, that would be quite unexpected.
Well, what they'll do, they'll go so high, you know, they have sort of a pyramid of people,
yeah,
and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. There's this tiny little person at the end, probably, whether they're not dwarves exactly, but they must be terribly...
They're not tall, are they?
They're sort of like nine people up.
Yeah.
And they sort of... get them down, they little bounce down and roll, and they just do things that are totally unexpected. They make you scream with the thrill of it all.
That's fantastic. They make you scream?
Well, I do scream easily.
Really?
With excitement.
Oh, we're learning a lot about you, Hillary, aren't we?
talk too much.
Then give a bit more away than you meant to.
Absolutely.
Oh, you scream when you're excited, eh? Interesting. When was the last time you did that?
I'm not saying, that's a secret.
That's a fair answer. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a Christmas that exciting that it makes you scream.
I think I may. Oh,
I hope so. And if it's that good, you know, call me back in the new year on a Friday.
I want to thank you that I have actually appeared on your, not your programme, but when you used to have Charles Golding.
Oh, right.
Charles Golding.
No,
I don't. I wrote a book of poetry.
Right.
And I sent him a copy.
Yeah.
And he invited me, the day that he received it, he liked it so much, he invited me to talk on the radio.
I talked
for about half an hour.
Really? Well, actually, in the studio?
Yes, I came to the studio.
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, if you write another book of poetry between now and the new year, you can come in and read them out on air on this programme.
Can I?
Yeah. There's
Can I hear one quickly now?
Yeah. You got one off by heart?
Well, it's on the phone. Oh, bother.
It's on the phone?
Yeah.
Do you write your poetry into your phone? That's a bit modern, isn't it?
Sometimes I do. I can text it to you.
That's amazing.
Have you got a text number?
Yeah, 84850.
84850.
Text me the poem.
Okay, I'll text it over and then you can.
Thanks very much. Then I'll read it out.
Okay. 84850.
That's right.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Hillary.
Bye.
Excited, screaming Hillary there. Celebrate Christmas on a plane, it was rubbish. Holly, hello.
Hi there, you caught me in the midst of the school run, so I've got kids with me now.
Ah, splendid. Are you driving as well, then?
I was.
Ah, okay.
I was listening earlier and sort of on hold, so it was a bit naughty, but I'm on 2 feet at the moment, walking along the pavement.
Oh, okay, that's
legal.
Fine. You're very legal then. What kids are with you? Is it your own kids?
Yes.
How many are there?
At the moment, just two.
At the moment, just two?
Yeah.
Does that mean there's more on the way then? Or?
No. One's at home sick.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But I spent one Christmas.
Yes.
And one New Year in the same year on an airplane. I flew home to San Francisco.
Yep.
And then I flew back to London. This is probably about 6 years ago. And I did it because it was half price. Nobody wanted to do it.
It's cheaper, is it?
I saved about £300.
Wow, I didn't know it was cheap. Is that true?
No, it was cheaper, because no one had bought the fares. And so when I looked and on all the other days, and if you go into these websites and stuff, and you tell or an agent or anything like that, you say, keep searching on these days, I ended up getting a really good fare.
Well, that's pretty good,
isn't it? I flew, and I got to go home for like half the price and spend the money there.
But was there any form of celebration on the plane itself?
On the way back, because, you know, San Francisco is 8 hours ahead.
Yeah.
They said, oh, it's New Year's in London.
Yeah.
They said, oh, we'd like to announce New Year's in London.
They just announced it.
Yeah, they just...
Did they give you anything? Free stuff?
No.
Well, that's pointless,
I was expecting, like, to champagne or something fun.
So.
I thought there'd be make some sort of excitement, but it wasn't that bad. I've actually flown on New Year's Eve before as well.
Yeah.
we came back.
Was that so? But at midnight they just sort of announced it. That's it. That's
yeah. That was it. And then the last time we did it, I did it with my whole family, and there was nothing. It was very boring, actually. But I was with my family and my husband, so it was okay.
Oh, that's all. Well, at least your family there. I think it's, I think the prices they charge. I think I didn't realise it was cheaper on Christmas Day, New Year's Day. Because I think the airfare, and I know they've just gone up in terms of you know, Gordon Brown's green tax, but I think plane tickets are so overpriced. They're the most overpriced thing. If you want to, you know, the difference between economy and going and having slightly stretchier leg area and a bit more film action and possibly a free glass of something, the difference is what, about $3,000 or something to go first class.
No, I know, but I see. I have friends who actually who end up buying like World Traveler Plus because I'm an American living over here and I've been over here forever. So we have people going back all the time. And
if you've been over here forever, that makes you British.
Well, no, I know. Well, all my kids are.
Ah, fair enough. What made you come over in the first place, Holly?
Work.
Work. What'd you do?
I worked in a bank.
Oh, okay. And they
came
posted
over
you over
at the ripe age of 21, and I'm 38 now, so I've been here for a very long time. Oh, I came over 2 months after I was able to legally drink in America.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
That's what a waste of time that was.
But I know people that they actually buy World Traveler Plus, but if people should know this for the holidays, that if you actually get to the airport, you can buy like an upgrade for maybe £100.
You know,
for that seat, because they never actually sell out of those, or most of the times they don't, or maybe it's different. But I mean, almost all the times I've bought for like $100 coming this way or £100 going that way, and you just upgrade to World Traveler Plus on the day.
Why is it so expensive? Because it's not, you know, why is flying, and I'm talking, not £1 to, you know, Europe on easy air or whatever, but why is first class so expensive? It's not that good.
No, it isn't.
It's not worth $4,000 or $5,000, is it?
Work, and you sleep anyway on the way over here if you're wise.
Yeah.
So,
but no.
Actually, I have to drive now, so I'm going to have to go.
That's fine. No, that's fine. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and you've been our other Christmas plane tale, Holly.
Yeah, and thank you for putting me on the
air. Well, you're very welcome.
All right, then.
Okay, bye now. Holly there. Again, Christmas not celebrated on a plane. I went on a plane on New Year's Day once, a couple of years ago, which I've just remembered. And the best thing about it, the airport was empty. Completely empty. Tanya, hello.
Hi.
How are you? I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I was just going to say...
Yes?
...that in China, they don't celebrate Christmas.
No.
Yeah, that's one thing. And the second thing is, we do have a Chinese word for Christmas.
Oh.
Yes.
What is it?
I'm a Chinese, so I know.
Yeah, well, that's a good start, isn't it? I imagine you do, yeah. So, sorry, what's the word?
Xing Dan Ji. It's Chinese.
Yeah. I'm guessing it was. Can you spell it for us?
It's like S-I-N-G.
Yeah.
I don't know, D-A-N.
Yeah, this is phonetic, obviously. Yeah?
Yeah, and then I don't know how to spell the last one.
Oh, okay.
But even the first...
So does it actually mean...
Like
is
Christmas.
It, is it literally translated as Christmas?
It means a saint was born.
Ah, right then.
Like Jesus was born kind of thing.
So. Yeah, although he wasn't, of course.
Yeah.
Because it's actually a pagan festival, Roman festival of the sun, isn't it? Hijacked by Christians. Did you know that?
Yeah, something like that. Mm. I was watching some program about it the other day.
There you go.
So, yeah, that's all I've got to say.
Well, no, that's fair enough. What's the Chinese? I mean, obviously, Chinese New Year is the big time for the Chinese community.
Definitely.
What's the Chinese for New Year?
Sunlin.
Say it again.
Sunlin.
Sunlin.
Sunlin, like S-O-N.
Yeah.
And then lean, like, I don't know,
Like, lean.
Lean, yeah.
Yeah, fun lean.
Yeah!
Fun lean. There we go. what year will it be next year? What Chinese New Year of the...
I am so rubbish at that.
You don't even know.
I will have to ring my mother.
You ring up here, you call in here, going, all being oh so clever. Oh no, we do have a word for Christmas, actually. It's Fing Don Thing. And that you can't even spell, and then you don't even know what animal year it is.
No,
honestly,
apart
Tanya.
Apart from my year, I don't know any other year.
What animal are you?
A dragon.
You're a dragon? Does that sum you up in personality terms?
Kind kind of.
I'm getting from you. Let me tell you what animal I'm getting from you.
Okay.
It's not dragon. I think I'm getting otter.
It's a new to a rabbit.
An otter's not.
I'm just joking.
Not far from a rabbit. I don't want to know why you might think you're a rabbit.
Because I like rabbits.
Is that the reason?
Yeah, that's it.
Do you scream when you get excited, a bit like Hillary?
Something like that.
Okay. that's very good. What, Tanya, what do you do, by the way?
I am part-time dental person.
A part-time dental person?
Yes.
Or mental person?
Well, it depends.
Most of it all. To be honest, I think it's probably the latter, judging by that. Tanya, thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
You weirdo. This is LBC 97.3. And it's travel with Amanda Redman.
Well, on the M25 going anti-clockwise.
A lot of answers coming in for guess who's in the back of my cab. Is it Russell Brand's mum, Jo? No. Is it Tom Cruise in character as fairy vampire Lestat? No. Colin in Philadelphia. Is it Marcel Marceau pretending to be two people trapped in a glass box? No. Lot of weird ones coming in. Is it the funny ones from the Mary Whitehouse experience? No. That's from Exquisite Corpse. Interesting. So if you still want to guess this...
Christmas. Guess who's in the back of my cab?
Who's in the back of the cab? It's very simple. It's not, admittedly, but all you have to do is guess who's in the back of the cab, and there are prizes to give away. Today, it's a all-expenses-paid holiday to visit Father Christmas in Steve Allen's grotto. Excellent prize, that is. We'll fly you down to Steve's South Pole. From there, it's but a short sled ride to his grotto deep within the hills. You'll meet Father Christmas and his helpers and see the nativity scene that's been put up there, including two real donkeys. So that's the Steve Allen Nativity Santa Grotto. You can win two tickets to go there. All you have to do is guess. It's Christmas. Guess who's in the back of the cab?
Christmas. Guess who's in the back of my cab?
Who is in the back of the cab? This is from Conrad. Santa is in the back of the cab. And the Animal Rights Liberation Army have sent his reindeer to a secret hideaway, so he needs a cab. That, as I say, is from Conrad. No, I'm afraid, Conrad, it doesn't. I'm very close, but it's not right. So you don't win the prize. But if it's, remember, the clue is in the word Christmas. So everyone who's sending answers in that aren't Christmas-related, right, they need to be Christmas-related. That's a clue, so that should make it a lot easier for you. 84850, homes@lbc.co.uk, or you can call us with it as well, 0870 90 90 973. Meanwhile, Alan is here. Hello, Alan.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Are you well?
I'm very well, and I trust you're well too, sir.
I'm not bad, actually. Thank you for asking, Alan.
I recently got married. 25th of October, I was in China.
Oh, right, okay. Did you get married in China, or was it honeymoon?
Yeah, because my wife's Chinese.
Okay.
She's been over here 4 years, but we went over there for the big ceremony and stuff.
Yep.
Gung Ho Fat Choi, Chinese New Year.
Okay, thank you.
Next year's Year of the Ox.
You're good.
To run, that lady was asking about in car parks about driving.
Yes.
It's illegal to drive in any public car park, like a pub or supermarket car park, during public hours.
Okay, so you can do it late at night?
Late at night, with permission, because it would be classed as private ground.
I see. And that's to train your children to drive. You can do that.
I wouldn't say to train your children. No, I'm not condemning that.
No.
I'm not agreeing to that at all.
No, obviously. Neither would I.
I learned to drive on the back of a field at about 12 years old, but it was private land.
Fair enough. Was it your dad's field, your field?
It was a farmer's field that we knew, actually.
Okay. That's good. We used to do it, and Chris did the same, on trading estates.
Yeah.
Now, I presume that's illegal as well, is it?
Anything that's just open to the general public would be illegal.
Yeah. How do you know this? You're in law?
Well, I've been driving 30 years, and I've studied a bit of driving law here and there.
Oh, okay. What did you do? What did you do, Al?
No, I'm a surveyor now.
Oh, okay.
I used to do civil servant work a long time back.
Civil servant? MI5?
Let's cross over that bridge.
Okay, I like that. Spook.
As far as the Chinese goes, yeah, the lady's right. Not too much on the English Christmas, but Chinese New Year is a belter. If anyone can get to China for January, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. Do they celebrate that on a plane, do you think?
if there's a lot, if China Airways, I would think so. I went over on Austrian Airways, very good service, I was well pleased.
Is it as good as their trains, like I was saying earlier?
I don't know, I've never been on the trains.
I can tell you they're amazing.
The planes are fantastic. Good food, good service.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Chinese people on there, so I'm assuming for the Chinese New Year there would be a bit of a celebration.
Yeah, it's got to be, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think they're allowed indoor fireworks on a plane?
I don't know, but the indoor, the plane life jackets take a bit of wandering. I don't know what they're about. There's no parachutes, just life jackets.
Oh.
I don't know what that's about, but there you go.
Are you in Kensal Rise, Alan?
I live in Kensal Rise, just around the corner from where all the storms were.
That's what I was going to ask you. Did you see anything? Were you there?
I've seen the damage. I live just literally one street away. I've seen plenty of damage.
Yeah.
I was praying to hell because my car was parked by a tree, but the tree was still standing when I got home, so my car's all right.
That's stroke of luck then. And you're only just around the corner?
I'm literally one street away from where all the damage is.
Is the street still all blocked off?
Yeah, they're all blocked off, yeah. They're all caught. You can't even get in, hardly.
Yeah. Terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm off to China again in February, so...
So you don't care?
I don't care.
Nah, fair enough.
In 2 years' time, I'm going to live there, so I'm happy.
Why 2 years?
We could save a bit of money up, buying a house over there,
yeah.
Getting the family over there, her side of the family over there to sort things out.
Nice.
So young, really nice. Shanghai is a bit tourist.
Yeah.
They tend to, if you're a tourist, obviously they tend to clobber you, who wore them, foreigner.
Not literally, obviously, make that very clear.
That's what it means,
yeah.
Foreigner. But Beijing wasn't bad, but... So young, very laid back, very nice, very quiet.
There you go. That's a rough tour of China from Alan. Thank you, Alan.
There you go. Thanks.
Good, thanks. Who knew more about it than Tanya, who is actually Chinese? There we go. Anyway, 0870909973. We're also moving on now to whether or not you've... Cause this came up because of Hillary breaking the law in a car, and you can and can't drive on trading estates, and you certainly, Chris, can't drive home from a trading estate like your dad let you. Breaking the law. Have you ever done it? Just a sneaky way. I've got quite a good scam. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But is this Joss first? Hello, Joss.
Hello, how are you? You all right?
I'm fine, yeah. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
That's right. You sound very, close to the telephone.
Well, I'm a bit close to the telephone. I'm talking to that chap, Alan, talk about, you know, the law of everything, doesn't he?
He knows everything. How did he know all that?
He's gonna have to relearn it once he gets to China.
In Chinese?
Talking about saving up for a house. You have to save to buy a house in China.
How much houses in China? How do you know?
Couple of quid.
How do you know that?
Got a friend that's Chinese.
Have you? They got a house?
No, I don't think she does have a house.
Well, there you go then. How do you know?
I don't know. Just pen pal. I met her through schools and things like that. I never visited her. She used to send me pictures of her and family and things.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I should have gone and visited for the Chinese New Year. It's kind of crazy.
Apparently it sounds great. Sounds great, Joss.
Yeah.
They don't have a word for Christmas, though, except apparently they do.
Oh, they don't have a word for Christmas?
You say they don't?
Well, no.
Tanya says they do.
I should go there for New Year.
Yeah.
I don't know. But talking about spending Christmas Day somewhere grim...
Go on.
I spent it in the Delaware, which is an asylum in New York.
An asylum in New York?
It was a total farce.
Do please tell us that story.
Well, the year of...
Yeah.
The Twin Towers, it's a tragic shame, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
And...
Get over it. It was years ago.
Yeah, I'm over it. We're all over it.
Come on, get over it, America.
And we had family there, so for that Christmas, my mum said, oh, we should all really fly out for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I said, correct. And everybody kind of went ahead of me, and I arrived there an awful lot later, and I had a bit of a drink on the plane.
Oh, dear.
A bit mouthy.
Now, what was it? Was this for Christmas? So this was just after 9/11?
This was straight after, so it was kind of like...
Good work.
This was the December...
I can see where this is going.
...of 9/11.
Yeah.
So I'd had a few Larry drinks on the plane. And I kind of got off and had my trolley. You know those trolleys that, actually, if you don't get a good quality one, you pull it 10 yards and it flips on its side and you knock things over.
It does if you're drunk, Joss, yeah.
If you're drunk, yeah. Correct.
Yeah,
I see.
And
I just so happened, by accident, to knock over, you know, like a little balustrade with the little ropes that link them up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, that they sometimes have around a shop or a cafe.
Can you, Joss, hang on? I've got to take a break, right?
Yeah.
But we're literally on tenterhooks about how you were locked up for Christmas. So can you hang on a sec? Just wait there, because we just need to hear the rest of this, but I've got to take a break.
Many people don't realise.
So we got to the tipped over trolley.
So, trolley tips over. We knock over balustrade, ropes,
nice.
Blah, blah, blah.
What was on the trolley? Just your one suitcase? How many did you
got? Yeah, it was just not the trolley as in, I mean the thing that you pull, like the air hostess kind of trolley things with your stuff in the back, like those wheelie luggage things.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
And it just kind of flipped and hit this balustrade and it all kind of came tumbling down.
Yeah.
And an American police officer said to me, watch where you're going.
Yeah, and you said...
And I said, maybe you should spend more time watching people coming off their planes and in their bags, and maybe so many bombs wouldn't end up in your...
Oh! That's not a good thing to say, is it?
Not, but when you've had a drink and somebody's been a bit cocky...
Yeah.
You kind of can't help.
I know.
So within seconds, like, a whistle was blown and people arrived, and I was carted off into this kind of room, and then you're kind of thinking, what's in my bag?
Well, you know what I mean? You haven't got anything dodgy in your bag,
have you? Not dodgy, but kind of personal things that you might find a bit embarrassing.
Like what? Like what, Joss? What were you taking, trying to smuggle across the border?
I wasn't smuggling anything, just some things that's very good for you that other people might frown upon that you might have in your bag that are travellable.
What? Like what?
Like...
Come on.
Like an enema kit or something.
An enema kit? Joss, what were you doing with an enema kit?
They're very good for you.
What is in an enema kit? What is it, a pipe?
No, it's just a pipe and like a thing that kind of flicks open and you can get 2.5 pints of water in it. It's fabulous. It's like a home colonic. You do them all the time.
Who does it all the time? Where did you get that? Was it a Christmas?
I heard that Princess Diana did it, so I bought one.
What, that was your reasoning? Princess...
I put it on the grounds that Di had one, yeah.
She also had sex with a number of soldiers. Oh, hang on, no, you probably would.
With the enemy kit.
All right, I've got to go to the news, right? But I'm not letting you off there, because this story's got to carry on.
All right.
So hang on, and we'll come back and talk about your weird enema kit fetish. Meanwhile, you can all call us as well. Of course you can. 0870 90 90 973. You can email 84850. No, you can text that number. Email the email, that's probably better. Anyway, the news is next, and I think it's with Claire Miller. I am. Now, after 5 o'clock, you know. That's absolutely true. After 5 o'clock, we do have a Nintendo Wii. It's just weird to say. A Nintendo Wii to give away. This is absolutely genuine, I promise you we have. I've got it on a bit of paper here. Not the whole thing, obviously. It's the thing everyone wants for Christmas. The queuing. You will have read and heard about it. I'm sure people queuing HMV in Oxford Street yesterday in the rain for days to try and get one of these things. We've got one to give away. It's really hard to get. In fact, they're impossible to get now. But LBC has got one. We will be giving away after 5 o'clock on this very programme. On this programme.
Oh, yeah, absolutely genuine.
Why? What makes this? Why? Why us? I mean, I'm grateful.
You're just special.
Needs. So you heard it from Chris, I'm special. So we've got one to give away. It's worth £180. 5 games in one. Tennis, golf, baseball, boxing and bowling, and a controller. And it's that controller you'd have seen, that if your hand gets sweaty while you're playing, can fly out of your hand and break your television. So who wouldn't want one of those? It launches today, we've got one. Simple, it says here, simple to use no matter what your prior gaming experience. It's fun for everyone. And it's got an innovative motion-sensitive controller that anyone can pick up and play. And you can feel the games as never before. I'm afraid you only get tennis, golf, baseball, boxing, bowling, though. Not a sex game. So, anyway, Joss, you still there?
I'm here.
Good. Thank you for hanging, because we all were. We got as far as your enema kit.
Yeah, so, that. Yeah.
So that's in your bag.
So that was in the bag, but they didn't get it out.
Thank goodness.
I was taken to this room where people were kind of speaking to me about...
Well, let's just very briefly recap in case people have tuned in.
Recap.
So what happened was, you're on a flight, it's Christmas Day?
It's Christmas... Oh, it's late Christmas... It's actually very early hours of the morning Christmas Day.
Right, so you've been flying Christmas Eve. What airline was it?
Oh, dear, I think it was British Airways.
Fair enough. I can tell it.
Very
right.
Sweet, yeah. Very
what city were you going into?
I was going to New York.
Of course, the worst one, in terms of immigration. You're going to New York, and you're on your own, and you got a bit drunk on the plane, because it's Christmas, why not?
Why not?
And when you got off the plane, your bag, carriage thing, trolley, tipped.
Yeah.
Was it a policeman or an airport security officer?
It was airport security.
Airport security
officer.
Said to you,
police were summoned.
Be careful what you're doing, as you drunkenly tipped it over a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you said,
maybe if you spent more time looking at people coming off your planes and searching for bombs, you wouldn't have so many in New York.
And this was 2 months, 3 months after 9/11.
9/11.
And a surprise to no one, a whistle was blown and you were dragged away. And there you can pick up the story.
And then from there, it just kind of went a bit downhill. It didn't pick up, and nobody... people weren't really in the festive spirit, do you know what I mean? Nobody was kind of rallying around.
No. They took it to the heart, didn't they, people in New York? But then after that,
they all got
they're still
serious,
banging on about it now.
Nobody was giving you a mince pie, nobody was really interested. Do you know what I mean? There was no stocking to be emptied to find a Satsuma at the bottom, and I was kind of stranded in this white...
All of those things are potential weapons on an aircraft, Joss.
They are. They contain... I saw somebody with a pound coin in the newspaper at some trade fair in Olympia in Kensington. Apparently a pound coin had a knife in it. Are they mad?
A pound coin had a knife in it?
She turned the pound coin...
What are you talking about?
Like, knife popped out the side. I thought...
It's not going to be a very big knife, is it?
They just want to go through our wallets and things now. It's ridiculous.
Do you keep opening up these bags of...
I know, I can't help it. My mind's knowledge. Unlike that chap that was talking about what's legal in car
parks. He knew everything, Alan. He knew everything. A knife came out... no, forget that. We'll get back to that. But now, Karen, so you're dragged into a room by the...
In this room, it's all kind of white and padded walls, like a scene from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And I'm there with this bag, and I've got my thing, and a man came through and he said, do you realise what you have said? And stupidly...
Yeah, you said...
I just said, yes, I do realise what I said. I mean what I've said, and I kind of went on about it a bit.
Oh, God.
And they said... They said something to me, like, are you drunk or... Do you know what I mean? Are you under the influence of alcohol?
Did you go, yes, I am! What of it?
And I said, yes, actually. I said, I'm sat here and I'm barking mad. Not the kind of thing that people want to hear.
No.
So then I was quickly put in, like, a lorry with some other people.
In a lorry? What sort of lorry?
It was like a white lorry with kind of a door on the back.
Did they handcuff you?
Pardon? Yeah.
They did. Yeah. And so they took you into a room, said this to you. You admitted to them, first of all, that you were drunk and mad.
Yeah.
And then they put you on a lorry.
Yeah.
And this is Christmas Day.
This is Christmas Day. Ho, ho, ho.
Brilliant.
So on I get with all these other folk.
Were they mad?
Actually looked really mad. I mean, like, one eye on the kettle, one up the chimney, dragging shoulders, spitting, twisting, grunting. And I thought, I didn't believe
it. Were they just got off your flight as well?
They just got off my flight. I thought they were the extras for Snow White. I thought we were doing a drop-off at... drop off at one of the theatres. They ploughed through the streets of New York with these sirens going, and I turned out to the Delaware, which is one of the biggest mental asylums in New York, and having lived there for several years, it's got a proper reputation.
Yeah.
And the reputation is you go in and you don't come out.
Right, like Guantanamo.
It's like Guantanamo. You show up there, you don't leave.
Yeah.
There's nobody on a Thursday morning. There's your post.
No due process. You just got chucked in there.
You don't go before the judge in the morning, do you know what I mean, with your headscarf on saying, I'm sorry. It's hardcore.
You go so in, what happened when you got in there?
You're stripped of it. Well, you go in, first of all, and you stand before a panel that says, I say a panel, one fat chap behind a desk.
Was he at least wearing a Christmas hat?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, not even a red
pen. His pen, I remember, was a little reindeer nose.
Oh, well, at least he was making a concession to Christmas,
Rudolph.
Joss, wasn't
Maybe it? The Rudolph that's meant to be in the back of your cab. But this little Rudolph pen with his nose flashing rubber on, I just said, oh, Rudolph pen. And they looked at me like, oh, he's impressed with a Rudolph pen.
Joss, you're the best person I've ever spoken to. This is brilliant.
That bargain man. So it was signed away with this Rudolph pen.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful pen.
You can't say, if I was in your position, John, I was standing, having been hauled out of an airport, admittedly, not having to queue, but I'd been hauled out of an airport, put in a white van and taken to an asylum, and I'm standing there.
But very cunningly, I was trying to turn on the charm, and it wasn't working.
No, you're just dropping yourself further in it.
I was just dropping myself further in it.
You're like your own, enema kit.
You're just literally going
further in the, you know what
it's
I'm saying?
Mess.
Yeah.
So it was all a huge farce, and they said, we're taking your thing, you're to get and change, you're to put this on, blah, 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 give us your passport, give us it. They take everything off you.
What did they make you put on?
I wore something which I do believe, had I gone near a naked flame, I'd have ignited in seconds. It was the neatest, sheerest form of nylon crinoline poly mix I've ever seen in my life. It was totally crease-free.
Yeah.
I suppose at some point, if they've got a spot check and they've got to make sure that everybody's kind of well-kept, the fact that you've been sleeping on a trolley in a hall... kind of, nobody's got creases, so they're all kind of happy with it. So I put on this thing, and I lost about 3 stone in sweat. So there is a bonus side to every situation.
Well, I suppose you've got to look at every cloud, etc.
Yeah, every cloud, silver lining.
Yeah.
So I zip myself up.
Yeah.
And this lady kind of appeared from nowhere, and she kind of marched up, and she had various whistles around her neck, at various sides, lots of keys on her hip.
Yeah.
And said, this way. And I said, oh, right, thank you very much. Sit down. And I sat, I thought, Christ, you know, I'm panicking. And the desks were packed, and it was like a huge cafeteria.
Yeah.
Of mental people.
It's like the cafeteria equivalent of the listeners and the callers to this programme.
It looked like...
mental people.
It was like the Star Wars bar. sides of heads, everything.
Oh, very good.
And I just thought, well, you grin and bear it.
Where were you supposed to have been at this point?
I was supposed to with my family at the Plaza Hotel.
Nice. Plaza Hotel.
Hey, there's no phone call.
No.
You can't make a phone call.
No. So how long were you there?
I was there till January the 3rd. Because eventually, when I got put in... I was given a trolley for the first 2 days
right,
in the
Josh,
hall.
You've got to come to the end of this. We've got 15 seconds.
Oh, right. Go put on. A trolley at the end of the hall. Then I was upgraded to the top floor. Yeah. Then somebody from the UK embassy came to free me.
Yeah.
And said, well, actually, I would, but I need a doctor's signature. He's not back till January 3rd. You're staying. I stayed. I was out. I was released. And I've met somebody there that was a dear friend. They're coming to my party tonight in the West End. It's an absolute hoot. So we talk about it to everybody.
Joss, look, that's the best story I've ever heard. We've got to take a break. Historically. Hello. I do have a Nintendo Wii. I've just been for. To give away after 5 o'clock. I will explain how that's going to happen nearer the time. Meanwhile, though, if you want to enter the competition right now, then we are still doing Guess... So I've got Christmas, guess who I've got in the back of my cab, with its very festive, ident that goes like this.
Christmas, guess who's in the back of my cab.
Oh, I can just imagine the sleigh bells. Rubbish. Is it Noddy Holder? That's what Sam says on the text. No, it isn't. Is it Jesus in the cab because his, Christ bike has a flat tyre? No, it isn't. Oh, look, Hillary sent her poem in, everyone. Hooray! If you were listening earlier, Hillary was sitting in a car park. She promised to text us a poem. I'm going to read it to you. Where is it? In my dreams, you came to me, took my hand, swept me away. A journey waiting for us too. Was it a dream or was it true? I felt a tingle down my spine. Being led by you was as sweet as wine. Yeah, it's rubbish. Isn't it? Guiding us to a better place, out of the dream and into space. What? Your hand embraced my... What? I can't read that. Your breath was hot. I tingled when you touched my breast. I can't read this out on the radio, Hillary. She did say she screamed when she got excited. I imagine she was fair screeching when she wrote this. I tingled when you touched my breast. She got just one. The sweetest pain shot through my chest. Well, that's, I don't think that's a very good thing, Hillary. The turquoise ocean called your name. An amber sunset did this. Hillary, these poems are rubbish poems. Anyway, that's Hillary's poem. I'm sure that's lovely, probably. That would be on the inside of a Christmas greeting card before you know it now. Who's this on the telephone? Hello?
Hello, Mr. John, sir.
Hello there. Who are you?
My name's Dr. Rahim.
Ah, hello. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you this afternoon?
I'm all right, thank you for asking. Did you like the lovely poem that Hillary sent us?
Well, it's rather erotic.
Wasn't it?
I think maybe she has some erotomania fantasy about you.
Do you think she does?
It is possible.
She's only human.
But tell me, please, what is this word, minging?
The word minging?
In the advertisement, they said the minging, but I don't understand.
I think minging is the Chinese word for birthday. Because you know we learned earlier the Chinese word for New Year and the Chinese word for Christmas, even though there isn't one?
Achcha, yes.
I think minging is Chinese for birthday.
But I was contemplating on the anecdote from earlier about the travelling on the day of Christmas.
Travelling on the day of Christmas, Christmas Day.
Yes. And you know, one time I was travelling with my son, Muntasir.
Yes.
And we were flying to, in the former Soviet Union.
Why? And
well, he got placed from medical school there. It was very easy to get placed there for medical school.
Okay.
So we fly there for training and qualification.
Is it what? It's easier to get medical qualifications there than it is here?
Oh, yes. It was very straightforward, really. He was there for 2 years.
I was going to say, 2 years at medical school?
Well, you know, he because he was from my son, I know the principal from the Tajik Central Medical School. And there was some shortcut, and he now he is Dr. Rahim as well.
I wouldn't let him treat me.
Well, perhaps no. It is your prerogative to say so.
Yeah, it is my prerogative to say so, yeah. But 2 years of Russian training really doesn't necessarily...
No, no. Well, but the flight was a great effort for the Christmas. You know, they when we enter plane, he yeah. say, Merry Christmas, first of all.
That's no, well, that's a nice greeting. Straight away, that says Christmas to me, Doctor.
That's what I was thinking. But yeah. Then on the plane, they give the cracker for the pull yes. with the present inside.
What was inside?
There was one joke.
What was the joke? Can you remember?
I do not remember.
Perhaps one of Hillary's poems.
It was amusing. And yeah. then there was... Later, they gave one very amusing hat, like a crone. You put a paper hat like a crone. And wear it. And my son Muntasir is laughing. And it is very amusing.
That is amusing.
And they were giving Christmas culinary delight, some meat pie. Meat pie.
You were lucky that when you pulled that cracker, Dr. Ian,
yes.
the present wasn't a lump of polonium.
It was, you know, most fortunate, yes.
Most fortunate, on a Russian airline.
This is probably new development in Russian hospitality. Yeah.
That might be how they smuggled it over here.
Yes, but
crackers.
I did not eat the pie. But,
are you allowed crackers on the planes? Because they've got an explosion thing and they go
yes,
bang.
But,
is that
yes,
allowed?
But I'm not allowed to eat the meat pie.
No.
So, because I had small tiffin box with my good wife. She prepared chapati and chana for biryani.
That's good.
But altogether, they were very festive. There was some tinsel in the front of the plane. We were right at the back, but...
You could see the tinsel, though, a long way
on
off.
The front, there was the tinsel.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Did the stewardesses wear Christmas antlers?
Please say once more.
Did the stewardesses wear Christmas antlers like a reindeer might?
No, they gave headphone for the listening to the music, you know?
Yeah, so that's fine. Good. Were the headphones in the shape of antlers?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's a shame. What was the film?
I don't remember. I think this was in Tajik language, which is not my language. I don't remember film. No. But altogether, the experience was most jolly and heartening.
Yes. Well, it sounds like the best Christmas.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, it's the stuff of which a wonderful life is made, Dr. Rahim, that.
Yes, and...
Merry Christmas when you go on. A cracker each. Was it a cracker each or one between two?
We pulled one half for me, one half for my son Muntasir, we pulled.
Slightly disappointing, but yeah, that's all right. You got a crown to put on, which was amusing, as you say.
Very entertaining, and one meat pie.
And one meat pie.
With mince inside it.
Mince?
No, mince pie.
Oh, mince. Meat mince or mince fruity mince?
What fruity mince? I don't know.
Fruity mince.
I don't know. Mince is from the meat, eh?
The meat. Yeah. From mutton. It was mutton pie.
Well, I don't know. They say one mincey pie, but I don't know what is inside.
No,
I presume it is...
Because you couldn't eat
very,
it.
Very small pie,
yes.
But with some sugar on top.
All right. And it was full of lamb.
This was my presumption,
yeah.
But this is mince, you know?
That is mince. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Good. So, well, that's just, to me, that sounds like the best Christmas ever.
It was wonderful. If I couldn't, but they have now been absorbed into Russian Federation, and they're no long Tajik Air fly
no.
like this. So, but...
So those days, those luxury days are over?
Yes, yes.
That's a real shame.
But most enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a lovely Christmas. Are you planning to do anything this year for Christmas Day? Are you flying anywhere?
No, I don't celebrate Christmas.
Well, I know you don't celebrate Christmas, but you're not flying anywhere on Christmas Day.
No, not this year.
No, you haven't got a son training to be a brain surgeon, in another form of communist state, have you?
No. But no. There is one of my son, Adnan, he is in the... in South America training, no.
As a what? A mercenary?
No, as a doctor.
Oh, as a doctor. Somewhere else, where life is cheap.
Very good.
Yeah. How long has that taken him? A week or so to become qualified there?
No. But probably two and a half years, I think.
Oh, that's fairly good, isn't it? I think over here, if you do 2.5 years of medical training, you've just about done the first day.
Ah, well.
So, you know.
Where there is one will, there is one way.
That's fine.
But thank you, no.
Thank you, though, for your, you know, and when your medical sons eventually accidentally kill someone because they're inadequate training, do call and let us know. Dr. Hume there, go away. So, yeah, you can play, I guess, who I've got in the back of my cab if you want to. This is the festive Christmas thing.
Christmas. Guess who's in the back of my cab.
Yeah, you can. A lot of answers coming in. John, is it the second coming of Jesus? That's from Andrew. No, it isn't. Is it Marks and Spencer's? Don't forget the prize, by the way, is a trip to Steve Allen's grotto. Is it a Marks and Spencer's personal shopper? This is from Annette. Rushing Steve Allen's festive supply of Marks and Spencer's luxury cinnamon and mandarin scented amyl nitrate. No, it's not. Annette, it's not that at all. What's this one? Oh, John, I had an exciting Christmas Day flight last year. The pilot did a loop-the-loop. It's from Jeremy in Rutan. I don't think that's true, is it? I don't think you're allowed to do that. I think there are strict airline rules that say you can't loop-the-loop with passengers on board. It's not Top Gun, Jeremy, is it? Anyway, we do have a Nintendo Wii to give away as well this afternoon. We'll be doing that after 5 o'clock. Meanwhile, though, if you do want to play Guess Who's in the Back of My Christmas, Guess Who's in the Back of My Cab, then you can. You can ring us 0870-9090-3 84850 homes@lbc.co.uk. Yes, that thing. News headlines coming up in just a moment. What else is we got to do? We're going to play Grand Theft Auto Latimer Road Tube. Not Grand Theft Auto Las Venturas, not Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. We're playing Grand Theft Auto Latimer Road Tube Station for the radio. If you want to play that, 0870-9090-973. That will be in the next half an hour. Yes, now, a text, Sonny has texted to say, John, actually, contrary to what, was it Alan who said earlier, 2007 isn't the year of the ox, Chinese New Year of the ox, it's the year of the pig. So Alan didn't quite know as much as he thought. This is the year of the dog, next year is a pig, ox is in 2009. There you go. Let no one say we don't inform on this broadcasting programme. John, this is from Stephen. Could you ask Joss, who you spoke to earlier, if he wants to meet for a drink? He sounds lovely, although the enema can be left out. Right, so if you're listening, Joss, Stephen would like to meet you for a drink. Don't take the enema kit. Maybe that's a second date, isn't it? I think probably an enema kit. First date, maybe meet for a drink. Second date, got an enema kit. Fancy using it? Yeah. John, is Guess Who's in the Back of the Christmas Cab, which sounds festively like this.
Christmas. Guess Who's in the Back of My Cab.
Who's in the cab? There are prizes. You've just got to simply guess who's in the back of the Christmas cab. It's very easy. There are prizes, and it's two tickets, remember? Two tickets to Steve Allen's grotto. It's a lovely prize. It's a very, very nice prize. All you've got to do is guess who's in the back of the cab. I'll tell you a bit more about the prize, shall I? Yes, I will then. Okay. I was going to. Right, sharp. This festive time of year, Steve Allen's grotto takes on a new lease of life as it's festively decorated with tinsel and amyl nitrate. LBC will fly you down to Steve's South Pole. From there, it's but a short sled ride to his grotto deep within the hills. There, you'll meet Father Christmas and his helpers and see the nativity scene that's been put up there, including two real donkeys. On day two, if you're still alive, there's a chance to go tobogganing down his Cresta Run. Although, personally, I wouldn't advise that. No one leaves empty-handed. There's a present for everyone from Steve's Santa. Dates vary. Excellent, excellent prize. All you got to do is get it right. Who is in the back of the Christmas cab? John, is it the Virgin Mary and baby Jesus? Because there's no room at the inn. It's a good festive answer. Whoever texted that, you didn't put your name on it. But it's not the right one. It's not the right one. Henri.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm fine, thank you, yeah. Yeah. Where are you calling from, first of all?
I'm calling from Greenford.
Greenford?
Yeah.
And do you live there or you work there?
I work there.
What do you do?
I work in imports.
Imports?
Yeah, dealing with all the alcohol.
Cocaine. What?
Dealing with all the alcohol.
Alcohol, right. Yeah. Lot coming in this time of year then, I imagine?
Yeah, no, lot going out.
Lot going out? That's exports, Henri, yeah. not imports, isn't
exports.
It?
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah. You do both?
Yeah.
You sort of cover both ends?
Yep.
Have you been doing more importing or exporting today? Is that your emergency going off?
More importing.
Is that an emergency bottle of Malibu coming in?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. More importing today?
Yeah.
Okay, Joss has got an enema kit. He's been doing exporting.
Okay. Right.
Anyway, so do you work for yourself? You work for a firm? What?
I work for a firm.
Okay. Do you want to name them?
Wynn Kenton.
Okay. And do they just import and export alcohol or other things too?
Loads of things. It's just the depot that I'm at.
Okay, mainly alcohol.
Yeah.
So what are you sending where?
It's basically supplying all customers, like Waitrose and whatnot, with the Christmas alcohol.
Oh, okay. So where does it where does it, for example, then Waitrose, your example, where does it, other supermarkets are available, where does it come in, where does it come in from, and before it gets to Waitrose, where are you importing it from?
I'm not too sure of that bit. I don't go down that far.
You don't go down that far, the import route?
To the UK, yeah.
Which bit do you do then, just the bit when it stops?
When it gets here.
Right.
And then from here to where it goes.
So you don't really care where it comes from?
Sorry?
You don't really care where it comes from?
No.
What I'm saying is, right, it could be, couldn't it? And you know, I might be wrong, but it could be, couldn't it? That, and I'm not saying Waitrose do this, I'm absolutely not saying that, right? But it could be that supermarkets in general just go, oh, you know, that Russian stuff, you know, cheap stuff, it's only a quid. That's like someone who's trained to be a doctor in Russia, it's rubbish. And they get it, just put their own label on it, mark up the price, put it on the shelves. You're the man, Henri, who could blow that scheme wide open.
Oh, no. No. I don't know anything about any of that.
No?
Just get it in.
So is it wine or spirits?
Everything.
You do the lot?
Everything.
Have you got any there now?
No. The office is good. I'm nowhere near it.
Oh, it's a shame. I was going to get you to try some.
Ah.
Do you take a sneaky drink?
No.
No, absolutely not?
Nope. Don't drink.
If you don't drink?
No. Nope.
That's odd, isn't it? Are you lying?
No.
No. So you import it, but you don't drink it?
Nope.
I'm impressed with that. Yeah. Is that just because temptation would get in your way?
Nah.
What's the bleeping?
Sorry?
What's bleeping?
I'm not too sure, actually.
Oh.
It's my phone.
Might be your phone. Is your battery going?
No.
Oh. I think you're right. It's an emergency bottle of Malibu.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, do you want to play the Christmassy game?
Yes, I do.
The Christmas Guess Who's in the Back of the Cab?
Yes.
Do you want to hear the festive jingle?
Yes, please.
Go on in.
Christmas. Guess Who's in the Back of My Cab.
Does that say Christmas to you, Henri?
Yeah, very much so.
£8.50 Chris spent on that. who do you think is it for the you know what the prize is?
It is the tickets.
For
the Santa's Grotto.
Steve Allen's Grotto.
Steve Allen's Grotto. Yeah.
We fly you to Steve Allen.
Yep.
Fly down to his South Pole.
Okay.
Short sled ride across the special bridge to his grotto.
Okay.
Okay. It's been festively decorated.
All right.
There's two real donkeys up there.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. So who do you think's in the back of the cab?
Three wise men.
I'm afraid it isn't, Henri.
Pardon?
I'm afraid it's not.
No.
It's a good guess.
Oh, well.
It's a good guess, Henri, but it's not Three Wise Men.
No.
But it is a Christmassy one.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
It was a pleasure talking to you, though.
Pleasure.
I've learnt a lot about importing of cheap drink.
Yep.
Any you could readdress to the LBC studios?
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
You're very...
I haven't got any hands on.
You're very law-abiding, Henri.
Yes, I am.
I'm very, very pleased about that.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for that.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, you got it wrong. But if you think you know, tickets to Steve Allen's Festive Grotto could be yours. 08709090973 or 84850. Text homes at lbc.co.uk is the email thing. Very law-abiding, Henri. Very law-abiding. Unlike Hillary, broke the law earlier, calling us while driving. I'm not condoning that. And very much unlike Joss, who broke the law in a big way at an airport. By, possibly having an enema kit in his case. I think that's probably against the law. Although that wasn't why he got arrested. That was for being rude, to a customs officer at New York's JFK, I assume. I don't know if it was Newark, he didn't say. I'm assuming JFK. Very bad. Spent Christmas and New Year in an asylum for that. Which actually leads me to wonder what minor laws have you transgressed? And I have no problem at all with doing so. I'm going to tell you mine. Right? And you can do this. I'm not condoning this either, right? But you can do this if you want, because it works. If you're in a post office, other post offices are available, not the post office, obviously. I did this by accident, right? This is what I did by accident once. I went in with, I can't remember what it was, I had something to post, and it needed a jiffy bag. It was big enough to go in a jiffy bag. The envelope wasn't going to cut the mustard. Had to go in a jiffy bag. So I went into the post office, busy post office. I thought, oh, I need to get a jiffy bag. Not there. Yeah, there they are. Went and got one. Picked it up. Fine. Big one. I don't know, about £3, something, one of the big ones. So I went and thought, well, I got the jiffy bag, went put the thing in it. That just went over, wrote the address on the front, put the thing in it, put a stamp on it, posted it. Didn't pay for it. Did they notice? No. No, they didn't. Have they noticed the next 20 times I've done that? No, they haven't. No. No, they haven't. I may not. I mean, shouldn't probably say that on the radio. But what were you going to say, Chris? What?
Don't they realise when you go to the counter that it's the same envelopes as what they're selling, the same jiffy bags they're selling?
You don't have to go to the counter. Take your own stamps in. All you're doing is putting it in the postbox. You don't go near the counter. And what's more, it's not theft because it hasn't left the building yet. And when it leaves the building, the postman takes it. He's the thief. See? I've thought it through. I'm not stealing it, am I? I'm leaving it in the building, Chris.
Yeah. As it's Christmas, you should go and pay for that jiffy bag.
Nope. Not that one. Neither that one nor the other 20 that I've done since, realising it's a good scam. No.
You know I'm going to have to phone the police.
Really?
Yeah. You going to pay for those jiffy bags?
Yeah, I'm going to pay for them, I'm going to pay for all of them, All right. I'm going to write a cheque.
Promise?
Yeah. Anyway, that's a scam I don't recommend, otherwise Chris would call the police. But it does work. And you're not even taking it because it's still in the building. It's in a postbox in the building. Brilliant. When it leaves the building, when it's theft, the postman's doing it. It's genius, I tell you.
999 for police, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not sure that qualifies as an emergency. I don't know. When you ring that, ask for Coast Guard. See if they're bothered. Are they the fourth emergency service or is it still the AA? I don't know. Anyway, if you've broken a minor law and think it's quite clever to have got away with it, like I clearly do, with my post office scam, 0870 9090973. I'm not suggesting for a moment you were locked up in an asylum like Joss for being rude to a customs man. But have you ever been stopped by customs, actually? That is good. Because his is like the worst experience I've ever heard. But if you've ever been stopped by customs, searched any airport in the world, that'd be good as well. 0870 9090973. We will also be playing Tom Clancy, not Tom Clancy at all, Grand Theft Auto Latimer Road Tube for the radio. I will explain that all to you very shortly after the new. Is it travel or news? Both of them. Which is first, though? Come on! It's an advert.
When the people are cons...
I am. Are you... Got to read this out. Contractually obliged. Chris just made me do it. Are you a member of the LBC Listener Club? Really? Is there such a thing? But what about the acronym? That doesn't work, does it? That's a confusing acronym. That'd be LBCLC. That's stupid. LBC Listener Club doesn't work. But if not, if you're not one, because I'm suggesting you should be, if you're not one, you could be missing out on the chance to win Sky Plus. That's right. Together with a year's subscription to Sky World, which it says here is Sky's top entertainment package. I've got Sky Plus. There's this thing with Sky Plus at the moment where you can text, if you're away from home, you can text Sky Plus to tell it to record programs for you. And so I set mine, it took me ages to set it up, and it was really good for 2 days. Now it doesn't work at all. I ring them up, ask them why. They don't know. But anyway, if you want to win that, Sky Plus, together with a year's subscription to Sky Plus, is brilliant, though, I have to say. It is amazing. And I'm not just saying that because I've got to read this out. That's actually true. It's incredibly mentioned. I love it. Send me a free one now. One that works. Together with the year subscription to Sky World, Sky's top entertainment package. To sign up, simply log on to lbc.co.uk to register if you're not already a member of LBCLC. LBC Listeners Club. You need to have registered, though, by Monday morning. Read it out. What more can I do? Louise, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, Louise. How are you today?
Not bad, not bad.
That's good. Have you got a Nintendo Wii?
No.
No?
Don't do computer games.
No. If you did, though, what computer game console would you have?
I haven't got a clue.
Say a Nintendo Wii.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant, yeah. That's what we've got to give away after 5 o'clock, Louise.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Okay. So, where are you? Where are you calling from, Louise?
I'm calling from Croydon.
Croydon. Do you work or live there?
Both.
Both of those things. And what do you do for work?
I'm a civil servant.
Oh, MI5?
No, they're not based in Croydon.
They've got a branch there.
Have they?
It's a secret. Secret.
Okay.
Okay, shh, don't tell anyone. What sort of civil servant are you?
I'd rather not say.
You'd rather not say what sort of civil servant you are?
Yeah.
So it is a secret?
I know, but I live and work in the same place, so I don't want people to know.
Oh, right, okay. Have you got a licence to kill, just saying that, just answer us that?
Yeah, of course I have.
I was hoping you would, yeah. Are you trained to garrote?
Oh, absolutely.
If you had a spy in front of you now, would you smash him on the testicles with a carpet beater, like in Casino Royale?
I don't know, because if he was any good, I wouldn't know he was a spy, would I?
I wonder what you're going to say then. I thought you were going to say, if he was any good, I wouldn't waste him on a carpet beater.
I probably wouldn't anyway.
All right, easy, Tiger. So, Louise, whose job we don't know because it's mysterious and a bit of a secret,
yeah.
But who would rather not hit a spy on testicles with a carpet beater? Hello, you phoned. What did you want?
I want to talk to you about your Jiffy bag.
Yes, my scam from the post office that
you say you're not breaking the law because it's not theft, but obviously by writing on it, you're committing criminal damage.
Oh.
That's not yours.
Oh. Now, you might have found my way through the loophole there.
Uh-huh.
So it's criminal damage to write on something that's not yours.
Well, you're defacing it, and it's not yours to deface.
Yeah, but I'm not defacing it, because I'm neatly writing an address. If I was defacing it, you know, I'm not drawing a rude picture.
Yeah.
So is that still
graffiti? Is neatly done, and that's criminal damage.
Sorry, what? Graffiti?
Graffiti at times can be beautiful.
I suppose it can, yeah. Still criminal damage, though, you're right.
It's still criminal damage, because...
What if it was graffiti on a Jiffy bag that hadn't yet left the post office? What if I sprayed...
criminal damage to the graffiti, to the Jiffy bag.
What if I sprayed my tag on the man behind the counter?
That would be assault.
See, it's a fine line, isn't it, Louise?
Oh, absolutely.
So that to spray my tag on a man... If you pardon the expression, is assault.
Mm-hmm.
But to spray my tag on, or even write an address on a Jiffy bag, is common or garden criminal damage.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I think we're gauging from this what your job might be.
No, you're not at all.
Are you undercover for the post office?
Absolutely.
I thought you might be. So, but it's not theft, though, is it? And is theft a worse crime than criminal damage? Would you? Do you think?
I wouldn't know.
If you were trying me as a jury of my peers, would you say, if I was up before your beak, that I would go down for longer, and not meaning
well,
that either?
But you're knowingly
using
the Jiffy bags without paying for them. That's
well, the first time
worse
was...
than unknowingly criminally damaging them.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Well, the first time was an accident. But I think it's a loophole. But I hadn't thought about the criminal damage part of it, so I may be wrong now. I see that. You may have pointed out the error of my ways, Louise.
Well, if you might get caught next time, I'm doing you a favour.
You are doing me a favour, actually, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, I'd argue, I'd say, well, I haven't stolen it, it hasn't left the building.
Yeah, but you've defaced it.
But I've defaced it. Mm. I'm not a thief, though, I'm a defacer, and I don't think that's as bad.
But it could also be classed as deception.
Deception?
Mm.
Why?
Because you are knowingly not paying for something using for yourself.
I suppose. I'll tell you what I've also done, Louise, at the same time. I've gone in there, right, with a thing to post. I've picked up the Jiffy bag. I've put the thing in it, sealed it, put my stamp on. Haven't got a pen. Done the same with a pen.
You've stolen a pen?
I'll just pick it up. Go, oh, I've got to write the address. Where's it? Oh, look, there's a big rack of pens over there. Go over, pick a pen up. Write the address on the front. Post the Jiffy bag. Put the pen back. I don't take the pen. But I have technically stolen some ink, I suppose, haven't I?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or have I criminally damaged a pen by using its ink?
I don't know, because you can't visually see anything wrong with it.
Yeah,
you?
See?
But you might have contaminated.
It's a minefield, isn't it, Louise?
Absolutely.
It's a minefield, and I'm glad you pointed that out, that I might be a criminal damager.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Louise, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Licence to kill, Louise, there. And she would, as well, I could tell by her voice, she would kill anyone who defaced a Jiffy bag. Don't do that, round Louise. Are we thing? Yeah, let's go. Let's have a thing.
Did you ever win?
Yeah, a lot of answers coming in for the Christmas guess who's in the back of my cab, which festively sounds like this.
Christmas. Guess who's in the back of my cab.
So rubbish. John, is it, I said it was Christmas related. Who is it? You've simply got a guess. The tickets to Steve Allen's Fairy Grotto. Is it Holly Valance in the cab? I was thinking that's something to do with Christmas. Then, of course, I realised it is. It's Holly. It's not that, though. It's not the answer. John, is it Crocodile Dundee opening a can of Foster's? No. I can't read that. It's illegal. So, Maria, hello, on the telephone. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Just a little bit nervous.
Nervous? Why?
Well, no. Our first time I've talked to you.
Do you talk to everyone else, though?
Well, only a couple of the others.
Okay. Well, I feel very honoured then that you've called.
Oh, thank you.
That's very kind. But don't be nervous, though. I'm not dangerous.
No, I hope not. You sound lovely.
Oh, bless you for saying. Oh.
No, so, you do. Much better than the other person. I usually switch off at this point.
To you. At this point. Well, that means you have listened technically to 2 hours of it.
Yeah, well, I switch it on. I try every day.
Do
I
you?
Try listening to the other. But I've listened to you quite a bit.
Oh, I like you. I love you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you sound very nice too. Anyway, what do you do, Maria?
Me? Yeah. Well, at the moment, I'm a stay-at-home mum, but I normally teach people to use computers.
Teach people to use computers?
Mm, software trainer.
So you know what a Nintendo Wii is?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have queued up on Oxford Street to have a Nintendo Wii?
Not really.
No.
No.
A lot of people did yesterday.
Oh, no, bless them. I'm really pleased for the ones that got...
I think the police sent people home in case there was a fight. I think I read that in the Standard.
I'm not surprised, really.
But we've got one to get there. Really hard to get hold of, Maria. Really hard. We've got one to give away there after 5 o'clock coming up.
Right.
Just telling you that. We've actually... I'm excited about Maria because I've done this... I've sat in for Ian quite a bit on this, you know, when I do. And they've never given me a prize to give away, but not, you know, a proper one like that. I think that's brilliant.
That is quite a prize to give away.
It's a good one, isn't it? And I even tried to steal it, like I do with Jiffy Bags and Pens. But no. But Chris was way onto me there. He wouldn't let me even get near the thing.
I think you'd cause a lot of upset.
No, wouldn't I? So we are going to give that away after 5 o'clock. I'll explain after 5 o'clock entirely how we're going to do that. Meanwhile, there are tickets for Steve Allen's Fairy Grotto up for grabs.
Right.
For simply guessing who's in the back of the Christmas cab, Maria.
Okay.
Which I understand, you've got a guess.
Well, I thought it was St. Nicholas, which is another name for, it's what they call Father Christmas in certain countries.
Which country?
Sweden.
Yeah.
Northern countries.
Northern countries.
Where there's lots of snow.
Yes.
So I don't know.
Well, it was the night before Christmas, of course, was in the hope that St. Nicholas would soon be there.
Yes.
Isn't that poem translated from Swedish or something, isn't it?
I don't have a clue.
I might be making that up. Someone.
I heard somebody reminded me of that name the other day, and I thought it was, oh yes, St. Nicholas, that's... The only thing that's missing from Nick Ferrari in the mornings to make him a saint.
What, a sainthood?
Yes.
Is the only thing missing from Nick Ferrari.
Yeah, he's one of the other
Believe
four,
me, there's a lot missing from Nick Ferrari that wouldn't let him be a saint, I can tell you that.
Mm.
Not on the radio, though, I can't tell you. But if you ask Chris in a minute, during the news, he'll tell you what Nick Ferrari does. With goats. Maria, I'm afraid it's not the right answer.
Okay.
I'm afraid it's not the right answer, but it was a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, no, it's nice.
It really was.
Well.
And if you ask Chris nicely as well, I'm sure he'll send you an LBC pencil.
Oh, that's... I can't stand the excitement.
I thought not. And what a lovely Christmas it'll be with that.
Okay.
Okay, Maria, thanks very much.
Bye.
LBC 97.3 News is next. I thought it had been a while since we'd heard that particularly rubbish bed of music that doesn't even mix properly. That normally starts the programme. That's the worst mix of music I've ever heard. Anyway, no matter, because now we flow like on Mars, water possibly, down the side of today's programme, revealing that it harbours life. And it does. Barely. In the shape of today's phone-in game. I'm sort of chucking this out a bit later than I thought, really, but never mind. Previously, in this gap, we have played, if you're a regular listener, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for the radio. On LBC. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 for the radio, and even Pac-Man for the radio, which was both curious and 80s. We did that a few weeks ago in this very slot. Today, though, I open for you the early Christmas present that is Grand Theft Auto Latimer Road Tube Station for the radio. It's like Grand Theft Auto San Andreas for the Xbox or PS2, but instead of being set in the poor and violent area of Los Angeles, Grand Theft Auto Latimer Road Tube Station is set in the poor and violent area of London's Latimer Road Tube Station. Coincidentally, it's also where LBC's studios are, not to mention those of our sister station, Heart 106.2, in the Chrysalis building. But this is how to play the game. You are Carl CJ Johnson, and you're returning to the area around Latimer Road Tube Station to find your family and reassemble your old gang. Your best friends, Big Smoke and Ryder, are working with crooked cop Officer Tenpenny. Officer Tenpenny is his name, and also a rival gang. You Must reunite your gang and take down the crooked cop. Fit in to hit the block. See what's happening. Whatever that means. Standing in your way, there are many, many opponents. Rival gang members, crooked cops, civilians, orcs that have wandered in from a different game, members of David Cameron's shadow cabinet, and ingredients for a salad. You have they are what stand in your way. You have five controls. Shoot, don't shoot, pick up, use, bang uselessly into wall, or toss. There are prizes. Possibly a Nintendo Wii. Who knows? No, we're not. No, not. That's not the prize for this. No. No, that's coming up in a bit. There are other prizes for this. Yeah. If you want to play Grand Theft Auto, Latimer Road Tube Station for the radio, 0870 90 90973. You can call that now. Also, when it comes to giving away a Nintendo... Well, I'll explain in a while, after I've spoken to Gary here, just how you can win the Nintendo Wii. It's something entirely different. Gary, hello.
Hello, John. You all right, mate?
I'm fine, thank you very much for that. Are you well?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, considering it's nearly Christmas and all that, and I'm broke.
Are you? Why are you broke? What, have you squandered all your money on whores again?
On doors.
Yeah, doors, yeah.
Yeah, loads of doors. Yeah. Got about five now.
Yeah, it's too many for one man, that is.
Yeah, definitely too many, way too many.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm phoning you for. I got last night, done the last bit of Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
And with the lady in the checkout next to us, went to pay for her groceries that she'd bought, yeah?
Yeah.
With a £100 note.
£100 note.
And I mean, like, a real hundred, well, I don't think it was real, but it was £100 note. So she's called the checkout assistant, who then called the floor manager, who then called the general manager, and they all believe it to be real, but none of them we actually wanted to accept it.
Really? Well, it's legal tender, isn't it?
What, £100 note? Yeah. I don't know.
£100 note, yeah. Legal tender.
I've never seen £100
note. I've never seen one, but I've heard of their existence.
Yeah, well, yeah, so could it have been a forgery, though?
Much like...
Just knocked them up indoors and...
Much like ghosts or builders.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, well, I've said... There is such thing as £100 note, Gary, of course.
Okay, so what? I could just go home and make some myself, then?
Well, you could... Yeah, I mean, obviously, you'd have to be a master for... Gary, what do you do? Remind?
I work on doors. I do door work.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, yeah, I should know someone that can help me.
That's right. Yeah, you should. I mean, you know, you mix with all sorts of nefarious characters, don't you?
Yeah. So, who knows what one looks like? So
but I've never. I must admit to you, I've never seen one. But to be honest, LBC don't pay that much. I'm never gonna see that being here, am I?
No, definitely not. No. But, yeah, maybe the floor downstairs.
So was the... Well, exactly, yeah, exactly right. Does did the woman with the £100 note look particularly affluent to you, or did she look like she'd probably stolen it anyway?
No, she looked proper genuine. It looked like she'd gone and bought some, like, tartan paint and, like, glass nails and things like that prior to it. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. She was oblivious to the fact that no one had ever seen one before.
Yeah.
She was down on, like, as common, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sorry, I lost you there for a second. What did you say?
I said she was going on like as if it was common knowledge.
Yeah.
Like as if she'd been out buying tartan paint and glass nails or something, you know?
but I suppose, you know, you don't see many, and clearly the three people... What supermarket was it? Did you say it was a supermarket?
Yeah, it was in,
they'll
slap on the bum routine.
Oh, yeah, them. Yeah. Well, let's be honest, they're never going to see it, are they?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking as well.
The only people that go in there are people who shop in their slippers, aren't
they? Yeah, a settler must have got a loft and ended up in the wrong area of town.
Yeah. Did you hear about that, Father Christmas at Harrods this week?
Go on.
I read this yesterday. And I'll say alleged because I don't know whether it's been proven yet, but apparently, allegedly, there was a Father Christmas at Harrods. Right, who went a family queued up to see him in his grotto? Right, the father just didn't like the look of them. Don't know, he was like Bad Santa if you've seen that film, and he just said to this family, "What are you doing in here? You should be shopping in Tesco." Harrod Santa.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he just told by the footwear they was wearing or something.
Because they were in their slippers.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Go. My friend Andy buys his clothes from that supermarket. What you've just said, which again is in the news today, of course, isn't it? About the sweatshops and stuff. Again, I'm
Yeah.
But my friend Andy buys actually buys his shirts from a wellness supermarket. They're about £1 each. They last up to one wash, then it's fall apart.
Yeah, but the idea is not to wash them for about 2 weeks.
You couldn't do that in your line of work, though. You got looked smartly turned out, haven't you?
Well, no, not really, because it gets dark, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, cool.
No one sees nothing, do they, really?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Good point.
Yeah. So, I'm wearing for 2 weeks and then throw them away.
Yeah. It's fair enough. I'm going to a thing tonight, and I've... A thing tonight. It's a posh...
What, the thing?
It's a do. I'm going to a do. I'm just saying. I'm going to a Christmas do.
Invited or gatecrashing?
Actually, I'm invited, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. And it's black tie. And I realised last night when I was packing my bag... to come up to London. I thought I'd got my wing collar shirt out, thinking, oh, wing collar shirt.
Wing collar?
Yeah, it's black tie, innit?
I don't know, but when you say well, it makes you sound like as if I'm as old as yourself or something.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, that's right, not a problem.
Yeah. But, you know, black tie shirt, got that out. I've had it quite a while. Basically, it was just unwearable. It was just sort of been sitting in the wardrobe. I don't go out that often, Gary, to be honest with you. Certainly not dressed up. And and it was just all a bit, you know, I thought, oh, do you know what? I need to go and get a new one. So, this afternoon, I'm away here. Popped down, just picked up a new one. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but what I didn't do is go to a well-known supermarket to buy it. That's kind of my point.
Okay,
I went to a proper. I paid real money for not £100.
Wow.
No, I didn't have.
Yeah, well, that weren't real money. Well, no. Allegedly, anyway.
I'm sure I had a point to make there, but I got lost in my own boring anecdotes, Gary. So I apologise for dragging you in there with me. I don't know why.
Not a problem. I've been dragged to lots of places, and now I can assure you.
Yes, I've heard.
all right, then.
It was a pleasure to talk to you, of course, as ever. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Gary there, who had never seen a £100 note before. And I'm just trying to think whether I've actually seen... Chris, have you ever seen a £100 note? You get paid quite a lot for this, don't you? You get paid loads.
I haven't even seen a £20 note.
Fair point, yeah. I forgot it's LBC we're working for. Anyway, Grand Theft Auto as well. Yes, that's what we do. If you want to play... Grand Theft Auto Latimer Road Tube Station for prizes. 0870-9090-973. We are opening the phone lines now for anyone who wants to play that. I think that, yes, we are. Grand Theft Auto Latimer Road Tube Station for the radio. It's like the computer game Grand Theft Auto, but it's for the radio. It's been adapted, digitally altered to fit the radio. And as soon as you start playing it, you'll see how. If you want to play it, 0870-9090-973. It's Friday afternoon. Hello, I'm a man called John Holmes, pretty much sitting in for Mr. Ian Lee. You can take a break now. Now.
Mints.
Yeah. All right, all next week, don't forget, I had to tell you this, all next week, LBC, following the closure of James O'Brien after the side of him was blown off by the tornado yesterday, there'll be no James O'Brien next week. They've cordoned that area of the day off, and police aren't allowing anyone to go back to that area of the day until it's been made safe. Also on Sunday, I'm for Ian Lee today, also on Sunday, Nick Abbott will be sitting in for Ian while Ian's in his new girlfriend. So, on the Nintendo Wii subject, which we do have a genuine one to give away, mind, the most exclusive and wanted present this Christmas. We don't want to give away. We're going to open the Christmas, we're doing this after 5:30 now, is that what we're going to do? Is that
at 5:30.
At 5:30. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's when.
Yeah.
Right, but I can tell them what they've got to do.
Yes.
Yeah, good, right, okay. So, after 5:30.
And not until?
Not until, no. Not until, not now, no. After, listen to the words I'm saying in the order that they're coming out of my face. Right, after 5:30, you can win the Nintendo Wii. All you have to do to win it, is beg. All you got to do is beg. Right, the best beggar... The cheekiest beggar, as I believe Chris likes to call it, cheekiest beggar will get it. It's that simple. You just got to beg for it as much as you can. We're going to open the phone lines without any vetting, just after 5:30. You simply come on and you beg for the Nintendo Wii. Now, bear in mind this is worth 108 quid, right? They're going for 500 quid on eBay. So even if you can't operate it because you've got no arms, you just win it, put it on eBay, make a profit. Okay? If you're Abu Hamza, right, you can still enter. Alright, it's very difficult to play with hooks, but give it a go. Win it. Beg for it, Abu. Put it on eBay. Make a profit. It's a Nintendo Wii console. You get a sports game with 5 games you want. Tennis, golf, baseball, boxing and bowling. And, of course, the innovative controller that you just wave about in the air, apparently. I've not used one. I don't know how it works. It launches today. It says here it's simple to use, no matter what your prior gaming experience, and it's fun for everyone. Doesn't say anything about if you've got hooks for hands like Abba Hamza. Guessing it's not simple to use if you're him. With an innovative motion-sensitive controller that anyone can pick up and play. Not Abba Hamza. But you can feel games as never before. Terms and conditions. It says. I don't know what they are, it just says they're awesome. I'm sure. They're on the website, are they? Right, terms and conditions are on the website, which I assume is lbc.co.uk/... things. So, good. So that's it. After 5:30, not now, after 5:30, the lines will open. You beg for the Nintendo Wii, you win it. It's that simple. It's with the best beg. It's that easy. We didn't even go to the effort of thinking of a question. It's just begging. It's so lame. Telephone, Keith, hello.
John, good afternoon. Good, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Are you well?
Absolutely fantastic at the moment.
Are you fantastic? What's so fantastic? What have you been doing?
I've just got a new lead for the PlayStation, so I can play it on the HDTV.
I see. It's not Nintendo Wii, though, is it?
No, but I'll be ringing up soon with a sob story.
Okay, I thought you might. See, that's what I like. Begging. You've got a new lead for the... it has to be a high-definition digital lead, presumably.
Yeah, it's a component video lead that goes in the back. There's a bit of software you can get for it that upscales it to HD mode.
So what game are you playing?
SingStar.
Right, whatever that is. Okay. Do you realise you can play Grand Theft Auto Latin Road Tube Station, if anyone can, this afternoon? For the radio.
I'll have a go at that in the Vectra.
Yeah, you'll have a go at that in a bit. But we are playing that this afternoon. It's genuine. People can call to play that, 08709090973. I'll explain to you how to play, but call that. There are prizes to play that. But that's not why you called, is it?
Oh, no.
Oh, tell me why you call.
Your post office exploits.
Yep.
You're not thinking it through properly.
Go on.
You go into the post office.
Yep.
Use your jiffy bag.
Mm-hmm.
Use their pen. Put the pen back.
Yeah.
And then buy the pen. Then you sue them for selling new second-hand merchandise at full retail price.
Nice. That's very good. Yeah. So you keep your eye on the pen you put back.
Indeed.
Buy the pen and go, someone's clearly used this pen. Some ink has come out. Demand that the pen is measured, the contents of the pen are measured there and then, against the contents of all the other similar pens.
Yep.
And when the weight of the liquid inside is less than the weight of the unused pens...
You've got them.
That's not bad at all, Keith.
Thank you very much.
And that will have completely distracted their attention away from the fact that you've stolen or defaced a jiffy bag.
Yeah, another jiffy bag.
That's pretty good. What, though, if other people have also done the same thing with pens? I've seen people do it.
If there's more than one, you've got more chance of getting away with it.
Yeah. Because people, I reckon, if you weighed the ink, I reckon a lot of them would be less ink in them, because I think people do it all the time. Everyone's gone into the post office and just gone, oh, I need a pen. I'll just use one of the ones for sale. Wrote whatever they, car, birthday card, whatever, put it back. Everyone's done that, haven't they?
And use the string as well.
The string to tie a parcel.
Yeah.
See, this is, I'm not condoning it, Chris, you don't need to call the police, but what an open goal. For us all, Keith. There's loads of stuff in the post office you could probably use, and technically get away with it, isn't there?
Indeed.
Brown parcel paper.
Yep, sticky gum.
Birthday cards, Christmas cards. Go in, pick one out of the shelf, write it, post it. Who's gonna know? Hasn't even left the building, it's not theft.
I like your style.
See, I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying, you know, that I may have done it by accident once. And then 20 more times by accident afterwards. That's all I'm saying, Keith. But it's a good scam, Keith.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for that call. I'm assuming Keith's a lawyer. So, Brendan is on the phone as well. Hello, Brendan.
Hello there, John. How are you, mate?
I'm fine, are you? Can you turn your radio down a bit for me?
Yes, sorry, mate, that's a work radio.
That's fine enough, it's just echoing a little bit there.
Right, mate.
What are you doing at work? What do you do?
I've just picked up from Heathrow.
Oh, yeah.
Driving.
Yeah, cab.
You know that bloke that does the import-export?
Yeah.
I think when you were talking to him on the phone...
Yeah.
His back door was open...
Easy.
And I unloaded all his wine.
Really?
I know it's not the time to be begging until after R3.
Yeah.
But all the wine and alcohol I've got on the back of my van could be yours.
Oh, that's good. Nintendo?
I thought that was PlayStation 2's. They're not.
No, Nintendo Wii.
Oh, Nintendo Wii.
It's the brand new one, yeah.
Oh, right, I've got the old one.
Yeah, well, you know the new one. This is the brand new one with the exciting controller or something.
And see, what I could do with
You
that,
could bring the... Yeah.
If I give you the wine.
Yeah.
And if I did get the Nintendo Wii.
Yeah.
Instead of my children going out carol singing to get my five children.
Yeah.
Go out and actually have a mince pie for their Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Then I could actually buy them, like, a pigeon or something.
You could buy them a pigeon, yeah.
For Christmas dinner.
You don't have to buy a pigeon, you just nick one from Trafalgar Square.
Yeah, but you get fleas with them, and they're not allowed in Trafalgar Square anymore.
Oh, they're not, are they? You're absolutely right.
No. We did try this last year. And get one.
Yeah, where do pigeons hang out now, then?
There's a place called Pigeon Street, I think.
That'll be it.
Done.
That'll be where they, yeah. You want to get yourself a Pigeon Street?
Yeah.
Nick a pigeon. Nick, right?
Yeah, but you can't.
So it's a surprise. No, take it into a post office.
Yeah.
Shove it in get it in a jiffy bag.
The jiffy bag thing.
Jiffy bag, put the pigeon in a jiffy bag.
Yeah.
Post
it. You don't need to write on the Jiffy bag.
Go on, why?
What you do, you get yourself a label,
yeah.
Print it up,
yeah.
And you stamp it on. But before you, when you do that, then you put the stamp on the envelope.
Yeah.
So you can't get done for, is it bill posting, flight posting?
Yeah.
Can't get done for that on the Queen's envelope.
Can't you?
So you, well, you can't, can you? It's the Queen's letter, it's the Royal Mail.
Oh, yeah, it is.
There you go, so you've committed no crime.
It's good. See? I like it.
See, if I were to beg this crate load of wine and alcohol...
That's not begging, though, Bren. That's bribery, and I like your style.
All right, I'm begging.
I like the... No, it's fine. Bribery's good. Bribery's fine.
Give me the Nintendo, and you can have everything in the back of my van. I'm begging you, please.
Now that is a good beg, Chris.
My five little babies out in the cold, singing Christmas carols just to get money. But mince pies.
I like your bet. Yeah, but stuff the kids. You've got wine in the back of your cab that you got from...
You can have that.
On the phone.
You have the rest.
That's brilliant. You might have won it. You might have won it already for that.
I hope I have.
Yeah. So you were unloading as... You were loading it up as the guy we were talking to earlier.
As Henri was talking to you. I'm glad you kept him talking, because the longer you kept him talking...
The more you would have to have away.
Yeah. And if I did win... You know, I think it's Rudolph in the back of the cab... If I did win them prizes,
yeah,
I used to give it to that, was it Joss?
Yeah, Joss, he'd like it, wouldn't he?
He's made to phone them up, Stephen Allen,
yeah,
and they could go and have a little dodgy menage a trois. So they could have that prize, and I'd be happy with just that Nintendo.
Brendan, you thought it through really well, haven't you?
I have, mate.
Brendan, I think even though we haven't opened the phone lines with the begging yet, you've literally gone to the top of the begging list.
Well, you know,
we're going to relax the rules for you because you're bribing me with alcohol.
Well, there you go. I'm giving it to you.
You're giving it to me. Yeah.
It's just yours, mate, because I think you're just so cool. Brilliant. And that is it.
You're just a top man. So he's begging and he's flattery and bribery all in one. And plus he had post office tips about pigeons in jiffy bags. Brendan, thanks for that.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, cheers. But if you want to win the Nintendo Wii, you might. Can you beat that beg? I know technically we haven't started the begging yet, but we will after 5:30. But, you know, that's bribery with wine, that is. If you want to play Tom Clancy... Not Tom Clancy. Grand Theft Auto, Latimer Road Tube Station. That's what it is. If you want to play that, I do want to get someone in playing that before 6 o'clock. So if you want to play, 0870-9090-973, 0870-9090-973 is the number. You can also text us, of course, 84850, or email homes@lbc.co.uk. Hello, then. I'm Michael John Holmes. I'm sitting very much on a Friday afternoon in this chair for Mr. Ian Lee.
If you're thinking of...
Right, over 16s only for the Nintendo Wii. Okay, that's the rules. You can bear after the news at headlines at 5:30. You can beg, call us, open phone lines, no vetting, beg for the Nintendo Wii. But here's the twist, you're not allowed to say the words Nintendo or Wii at all, and you've got to be over 16. 0870 90 973. You know what that means? It means it's... What music's this? Rubbish. It means it's begging time. That's what it means. It means it's begging time. But just before we start the begging, got to read this text out on the subject. No, I've got hair in my... That's not yours, is it, Chris?
Sorry.
Yeah, don't do that again. Not while the travels are horrible. This is from Frankie, who said, I've got a scam that I do. Every time I go to a McDonald's or Burger King, I say that I ordered several meals half an hour earlier and one of them was missing. 9 out of 10 times, get a free meal. I'm not condoning it. Not condoning that at all. It's a terrible thing to do, Frankie. No one should follow your example. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to do. Likewise, my post office scam, don't do it. It's wrong, it's against the law. That's what the legal team have now told me. Anyway, are we, the thing with the Nintendo? Right, this is what we do. Okay. We have to give away, right, a Nintendo Wii console. This is the launch today. This is the brand new Nintendo that everybody wants. This is what they were queuing for on Oxford Street all week, because last night at midnight, they went on sale. The only place in Britain they went on sale without being pre-ordered was HMV in Oxford Street, so people were queuing up. But already, I think they'd already been snapped up before in no time at all. The police even turned up to stop fighting. because people were desperate for one of these. They're impossible to get hold of. They're on eBay now for £500. They're worth £180. No one's going to get one for Christmas. If you haven't got one already, you haven't got a chance. Except you have. Because we do have, genuinely, one to give away. And we thought long and hard about how to do this, of course. Well, I say that. When I say long and hard, I mean we didn't really think at all. All we decided we'd do was just give it to the best beg. The best lame-ass beg you can come up with as to why you should take this one Nintendo Wii that we've got to give away. There are five games as well. Tennis, golf, baseball, boxing and bowling. And the controller, which you wave about in the air. It's not like a conventional controller, apparently. Wave about in the air. Don't know how it works. I'm not allowed to play with it. It's not right. So, the lines are open now. You can come straight through to air and simply beg me. Beg on your stinking knees for Nintendo Wii. I don't mean to say Wii and stinking in the same sentence. That was a bit of an accident. But, start begging now. Is that the music from... Hello, who's that?
Hello, my name's Sharon.
Hello, Sharon. I think they're playing the music from Casualty. Is that Casualty or Holby City?
Holby, is it?
Is it Holby? It's Casualty. Oh, it is Casualty. So, sadly, Sharon, you got that wrong.
Oh, sorry.
Right, do you want to... You're not allowed to... Without mentioning...
Not going to mention it at all.
Are you over 16?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your beg?
Right. Well, mine's a true story, actually.
Is it? Go on, then.
The council...
It's got to keep it short, because I might get bored.
Right, the council have lost £300 of my rent.
Yeah.
And gave us a notice of eviction yesterday.
Ooh.
So, what am I going to buy for Christmas?
That's a bad one, isn't it? Why on earth have they done that?
Don't know. Just gone missing. I hopefully can trace it.
I hope so, otherwise you'd have... You know, it'd be no good to you if you wouldn't, would it? Because what would happen then is you wouldn't even have a house to put it in or a telly to play on.
Oh, but my daughter would be so over the moon with the said item.
With the said item. All right, well, we'll put it... We'll bear it in mind. Thank you, Sharon. Don't know how good that was. Next one. Hello, yeah, who's that?
Yeah, it's Ben.
Yep.
I put my £10 down for Wii, right, to reserve...
Ah, you said it. You can't say either the words...
bugger!
No, you can't say that either. And you especially can't say that. Okay, start begging, whoever you are, start begging.
Hello?
Hello, beg.
Hello, hi. Hello. I just want to beg for my little brother. I'm a student and I came all the way from Camberley to London to queue for it. I didn't get one. Oh. And I came back home and I'm empty-handed and I'm desperate to get one for him because all he talks about is little friends at school and I feel really bad that I made all that effort and I didn't get one for him.
Have all his friends got one?
Yes.
How did they
all
get
their
them?
All their mums have gone up and lots of them have rung them saying, I've got one for you, and he is one of the only ones that didn't get one because I tried so hard for him, so please.
All right, what's your name?
Let me have one.
What's your name?
My name's Pia.
Pia. All right, I'm going to write that down. That's it. You're in the list, Pia.
Thank you.
You're in the list. All right, okay, we've only got one to give away, though. Not everyone can have one. Maybe you could all come to some sort of sharing scheme for Christmas.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I'm desperate for that Wii.
Oh, you said the word. You're not allowed to say the word. Disqualified. Next. Yep.
You alright, mate?
Yeah, fine, Hanks. Who are you?
I'm Michael.
Hi, Michael.
You alright? Just wondering if I could,
No, you couldn't. Next one, thank you very much. Better begging than that. Michael didn't start begging quick enough, did he? Beg immediately. Who are you? Name and then you beg, please.
My name's Omar.
Okay, now you beg.
I really need one, man. I took the day off school, I queued up, I had no luck at all. I got caught by my teacher and I'm in big trouble. I need one.
Well, you shouldn't have taken the day off school. That's breaking the law. I would never condone that, as I think we regular listeners would know. Next caller, please. Yeah, hello.
Yeah, my girlfriend has just become a copper and I've got no friends now, so I really need one to sit and actually have something to play with because I haven't got any friends to play with no more.
Or your girlfriend, presumably. What's your name?
My name's Gavin.
Gavin, that's a good bet, Gavin.
Thank you.
That's an amusing one. But perhaps there's a better one out there. What's your beg? 08709973. Hello, who are that? Who? What? Yeah?
I need that box.
Why?
I've got to have that box.
What theme music's this?
What theme music? I don't know.
It's Dalek. Well, you don't know what it is. It's Dalek.
I want the box. I need the box.
Why?
Please give me the box.
Why?
Because I need it. I'm all alone. My kids. My wife, everybody, we need the box.
He's not having it. He didn't even know the theme tune to Dallas. And he's got a silly voice. Next caller. Yeah, hello. What?
Hello, is it possible I can enter for the Nintendo Wii?
Oh, it would have been if you hadn't said the words Nintendo Wii. Didn't you listen to the rules? Idiot. Next caller, please. Hello. Hello. Yeah, line. Hello, what line are you on?
Hello.
What line are you on?
What line am I on?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What line have you called in on?
The LBC show about the Wii.
Oh, dear, you said the word. Yeah, it disqualifies you automatically. Next call, reason. You're not allowed to say Nintendo or Wii. Go on. Hello? Hello?
John, it's Mark from Forest Hill.
Hello, are you begging?
I am begging so badly.
Yeah.
Ever since I've been a little boy,
yep.
I've always wanted to have a little thing to play with, like electric, Atari, nothing like that kind of Christmas.
Yeah.
Since I've been married,
yeah.
My wife Lisa, she treats me like Dobby the elf, the house elf. All right, there's someone on the phone. Please, I need something to entertain me. Something nice. I'm on the phone, darling.
I like the rowing. Next beg. I'll put it in the beg list. Next one. Yeah, hello?
Hello there. Can I beg for the console?
The what console?
The console.
Which one?
Oh, the one. I need the one. Oh, you're so great. You're so much better than Ian Lee.
Oh, well, now you're talking.
I really need it. I need it in my life. I've only just got a TV.
Have you?
Yeah, I've never owned anything decent before, and I'd love to own something decent. I think your show's great.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's Matthew.
All right, I'm putting you in the list, Matthew.
Thank you very much, John. You're a good man.
I know that. next call, yes, next beg. Hello, who's that, and what's your beg?
Hi, John, it's Leon in the Lakeside, regular caller to the show.
Of course.
And called quite a few times.
Yeah, hello, Leon.
This is not for me, John, this is for the children.
Do you believe the children are the future?
Teach them well and let them lead the way. It's my son Connor for Abigail, Molly and Morgan on Christmas Day. They want to open up their prison and see it in the box. Please, John, bring it home to Essex. Please.
Are you on your knees, Leon? Are you on
I'm
your...
in my car, stuck on the M6, and I'll open my window
right.
Now.
In that
I'm
case...
open my window on the M6 and say, please, let me win it. Please, please.
Yes.
Children.
Leon, I'm writing you on the list. That's not a bad one.
Thank you.
I like the opening of the window. If you're willing to do something particularly stupid and as well, not illegal or dangerous, just a bit stupid, then, of course, yeah, you might be more of a chance. Who knows? Next caller. Yeah, hello.
I really need it. I want it.
Nice and sexy call. What's your name?
Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. What do you need and want, Deborah?
I want it.
Do you?
I just need it.
How badly?
Very, very badly.
How badly?
A lot. I really need it.
When did you last have it? Can't remember.
Recently.
Oh, well, never mind. It's in the list, though. Deborah's sexy voice, I'm putting that in the list. That was the thing from Grand Show. We seem to have moved on to Knight Rider for some reason. Why are we playing all these... It's relevant. Anyway, next one, hello.
Hello,
who are you?
I'm Becky.
Okay, what's your beg, Becky?
Just please, 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 please. I've been on the internet all day trying to get one for my boss, who wants one for his son, who he never sees,
because
he lives in a different country, and we just can't get one. Can't get one anywhere, and we put bids in on eBay and everything, and we can't
Becky,
get
that's
one.
Too, please, that's too arse-crawly, too arse-crawly for your boss.
Sorry?
It's too arse-crawly, isn't it, trying to do it for your boss?
Well, no, because I'm going to make him pay me for it.
Oh, fair enough, I'll put you in the list.
Thank you.
Okay, in the list. Becky's in the list. Next caller, yeah, hello. What's your name, what's your beg?
Yeah, mate, I really, really need this. I think I really deserve this. It's not even for me. It's from, we've just been evicted from our house. We're in bed and breakfast for the Christmas. And, you know, I'm not even going to play it. I'm going to try and see if I can get some for it.
Yeah, so I'm going to sell it on eBay. That's fair enough. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'll put you in the... What's your name?
I'm Michael.
Oh, okay, I'll put you in the list as well. Next caller, please. A bit heart-rending, that one. One more beg we've got very, very quickly. Quickly, we'll beg for a break. Your beg, please.
Can I... please, I want to beg, please.
How old are you?
Oh.
Yeah, that's right, over 16s only. Go away. Is that it? Okay, is that the begging over? All begging is in, we'll find out who wins later. All right, okay. Is it a break? It's a break.
Do you need money to...
Okay, if you're still calling about the begging for the Nintendo Wii, you can stop calling because it's over. Right, we will pick a winner. Chris has taken all the ones we put into the begging hat. It's not a real hat; it's just a list. And he's gonna be looking at those in a minute. And we'll tell you who's won the Nintendo. Which so it's random. We're not just going for the sexy voice lady, right? It's random. So if you're calling about the Nintendo Wii begging, stop because it's pointless now. Right? Because it's gone. Someone's got it already. You haven't. If you're still calling, you just simply haven't got one. You are a loser. You have lost. You have no Nintendo Wii for Christmas. Your Christmas will be a sad Nintendo-less one. You'll be crying into your spouts. But why not pick up a chop or a sausage and wave it about like the controller of a Nintendo Wii? You can do that if you like, but frankly, you haven't got a Nintendo Wii. Just stop calling. But you can still call if you want to play Grand Theft Auto, Latimer Road Tube Station. And someone who does is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hi, John. How you doing, mate?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad. I'm obviously one of life's losers. I ain't going to win no Nintendo tonight.
I'm afraid you're not, my friend. No. That's a shame, isn't it?
There we are.
But you could well win if you get the high score on this today.
Oh, fantastic.
You could well win. I'll tell you what you win. You could win some wireless streaming.
Fantastic.
Some wireless streaming could be yours. That's what we're giving away for Grand Theft Auto.
I think my wife would like that.
She would, yeah. Is she left or right-handed?
Left.
She would like it.
Well, depends what she's doing, but left mostly.
Easy. So, now, do you know how to play Grand Theft Auto Latin Road Tube Station for the radio?
No, go through it quickly.
I'm going to go through it for you. Here we go. Right, it's based on Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Grand Theft Auto Las Venturas, the other ones. Okay, it's based on that, right. But instead of being a violent and poor area of Los Angeles where it's set, the Grand Theft Auto Latimer Road Tube Station is set in the violent and poor area of Latimer Road Tube Station in London. It's also where LBC is based and also its sister station, Heart 106.2, in the Chrysalis building.
We're talking really rough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you play a character. You are Carl C.J. Johnson, and you're returning to the area around Latimer Road Tube Station to reassemble your old gang. Right, your best friends, Big Smoke and Ryder, right, are working with the crooked cop Officer Tenpenny and also a rival gang. Your task, Paul, is to reunite your gang and take down the crooked cop.
Fantastic. Let me at it.
You are fitting to hit the block, see what's happening.
I'm ready for it.
Right. Standing in your way, though, Paul, are many opponents today. There are rival gang members, crooked cops, civilians, orcs that have wandered in from a different game entirely. Members of David Cameron's shadow cabinet.
Fantastic.
And ingredients for a salad.
Don't you worry, I have got my pistol in my hand.
Excellent. Your five controls are these, though. It's not like the Nintendo Wii, these are old-fashioned controls. You've got shoot, don't shoot, pick up use, bang uselessly into wall, or toss. Have we lost him? Just as we're about to play. Oh, Christopher. What happened there? What happened? You don't know, do you?
He bottled it.
He was frightened by the things. Are you getting him back? I'll just fill time. Hey, you're back, Paul.
Yeah.
We lost you there. Did you go in a tunnel or something?
Sorry. Signal went really bad.
Where are you?
I'm in Weybridge at the moment.
Okay. Well, let's hope your signal doesn't go.
Fantastic.
Right, your controls very quickly. Then a shoot, don't shoot, pick up, use, bang uselessly into wall or toss.
Okay, Essien.
Okay, we ready to play?
Ready.
Okay, here comes some inappropriate music. That doesn't really set up the atmosphere of gang warfare, does it? Okay, you ready to play? He's gone again! Turn the music! Where's he gone? Oh. We're going to have to try and get him back. Can you get him back? It's alright, don't worry, we'll just kill time while you do that.
You have reached the OTP voicemail.
Let's leave a message.
Six, five, five.
So, quick, we don't want to hear the number. Can't hear his number. La, la, la. Paul. It's John, LBC. Your signal went again, mate. Just we're about to play Grand Theft Auto, Latimer Road Tube Station. So now you're not even going to be with a chance of winning the other prize, which was some wireless streaming. Someone's got to take your place. If you want to play Grand Theft Auto Latimer Road Tube Station, 0870 90 90 973. I believe you could probably come more or less straight through, and Chris will pick the phone up and answer you, talk to you now. We're going to try and get this in before 6 o'clock in the news. But Paul, sadly, let us down there. Mobile technology. Have you got anyone? We'll all just sit here till we get some. Oh, I've dropped the pin. Just dialing a number now. I'm just going to sit here quietly till you get him back.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
This is John.
Oh, John!
Are you back?
Yes.
What, where, what happened then?
Oh, battery's flat. I plugged it into the car. Back on.
Ah, yeah, back on. Right.
Fantastic.
Oh, Lord above. Right. I was just killing time until we got you back, really.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Right, okay.
I'm ready. Pistol's still in hand.
Right, so, this is quite simply, yeah, shoot, don't shoot, pick up, use, bang, use, into all or toss, okay?
Fantastic.
Right, okay.
Bring it on.
Inappropriate music then, Paul. It's new music, it's better music, no,
it's not. Ah, it's much better.
Okay, are you ready to play? Here we go. Gang member. Is he gone again? Oh, God. Right, put the other Paul on. Other Paul, are you there?
I'm the other Paul, yes.
Ah, thank God for that. Other Paul's rubbish. You'll do. Right, did you hear that? God, this is a waste of time. Did you hear the instructions and the everything else?
Just about, yeah. Pick up, use, kill,
shoot,
don't kill.
Shoot, don't shoot. Pick up, use, bang uselessly into all or toss.
Right, okay.
Okay, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Thank God. Right, here we go. Gang member.
Shoot.
Gang member.
Shoot.
Gang member.
Shoot.
Crooked cop.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Don't shoot.
Civilian asking crooked cop for the time.
Shoot.
Gang
member.
Gang member.
Shoot.
Gang member.
Shoot.
Gang member asking crooked cop for some crack.
Shoot.
Or orc that's come in from a different game.
Shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Orc. Shoot. Orc.
Shoot.
Orc. Shoot. Orc. Shoot. Ammo.
Who?
Ammo.
Pick up and use.
Health cube.
Pick up and use.
Radish.
Pick up and throw.
Tomato.
Pick up and throw.
Theresa May.
Pick up and use.
Orc.
Shoot.
Spring onion.
Shoot.
Spring orc.
Shoot.
Gang member.
Shoot.
Gang member.
Shoot.
Gang member washing a lettuce for the salad I mentioned.
Shoot.
David Davis.
Shoot.
Ammo.
Shoot. Pick up and use.
Croutons.
Pick up and
croutons.
Use.
Croutons.
Pick up and use.
Croutons.
Shoot.
Oliver Letwin.
Shoot.
Oliver Letwin defending himself against a gang member that's armed with some croutons.
Shoot with a hail of bullets.
Olives.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Pick up and use.
Civilian.
Leave alone. Don't
civilian.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Cucumber.
Shoot.
Jamie Theakston, who's just wandered out of the Chrysalis building to see what's going on.
Shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Don't shoot.
Orc.
Shoot.
Health cube.
Pick up and use.
Army of orcs marching on Sainsbury's to attack a gang member who's just nicked the Christmas salad.
Leave them to it.
Game over. Going to an advert.
Okay.
All I want for Christmas.
Paul, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Right, okay. Now, I've worked out your score. You've got, one, two. $97,000.
Fair play. Is that good?
That is good. It's very good. It's the top score today.
Oh, lovely.
To be fair, it's the only score today.
Oh, really?
So, technically, you've won. You've gone to the top of the leaderboard for Grand Theft Auto Latimer Road Tube Station.
I did live on Latimer Road, actually. Maybe that's why.
That's why you're so good at it. now, you've won some wireless streaming.
Okay.
Do you want the left-handed or right-handed wireless streaming?
I'll have the ambidextrous, so have they not made that yet?
They haven't made that one yet. That's out next year.
I'll have the right-handed then, mate.
Okay, that's in the post to you, in a jiffy bag we've taken from the post office.
Cool.
Now, you get to put your initials in.
Right,
okay. Because you've won, and you're top of the high score, so, I'm going to run through the alphabet, just say stop, like when you put your initials into a computer game.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V. V, right, V for Paul. What's your middle name, Paul?
I haven't got one.
Make one up.
Anthony.
Okay. Stop on the right there. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R for Anthony. what's your surname, Paul?
Bates.
Bates. Okay, putting the last initial in. A, B, C, D, D for Bates. So, VRB, Paul Anthony Bates. You've got to the top of the leaderboard. Congratulations, you win the wireless streaming. 97,000 scored, right-handed. Wireless streaming in the post to you immediately.
Brilliant, thanks very much.
Well done, sir. I'm sure that'll make your Christmas.
I'm sure it will do, yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay, go
thanks
away.
A lot, cheers. Right,
thank you, right. go away now. After the news, we will be opening the... Oh, God, this bit again, is it? Against my better judgment, as ever when I do this, we'll be opening the phone lines with no vetting. 0870 90 90 973. You'll come straight through, and let's verbally joust with the mentals. FM. On DAB. Rubbish music again. You put the rubbish music on again. It's the worst. Who made that? Just doesn't even mix. Just two random. One's really tinny and rubbish, and the other one just... Anyway, it's time for that thing where... Oh, I'm tangled up in the wire. It's time for that thing where we open the phone lines to the mentals and unleash the beast that is them without any vetting whatsoever. We just put the on thing open and through you come. But this time you're not begging for a Nintendo Wii. No, that's gone to someone already, and I'll tell you who it's gone to just before 6:30. In the meantime, go on then. Go on.
Hi, John.
My signal, unleash hell. Yes?
Good evening, John.
Hello to you.
Nice to hear you on the radio again. Nice to have some quality at this time of night.
Do you know, I...
Makes a nice change.
Bob, obviously...
Listen.
Go on. We've spoken before, of course. And,
of course.
And your accent's brilliant.
I know it is. It's, yeah. It's because I'm Scottish.
I know.
The, I caught a show of yours. I was going long distance one weekend, and
yes.
You were on the opposition. Great show. Well done.
Was I? What opposition was that?
Can I say?
Yeah.
It was, 5 Live or Radio 4. I think it was Radio 4,
actually. It'll have been Radio 4.
It was one of the two, because I tend to do that when I'm long distance at the weekend. Anyway, how are you getting on? Are you building up for Christmas, mate?
Thank you for asking, yeah. I'm not getting very Christmas yet, but tonight is the first Christmas do I'm going to.
Okay.
So, I'm hoping I'll feel a bit Christmassy.
Well, I'm going to a do tonight.
Are you? Where are you off to?
I'm staying at home and getting hammered.
That's a good do.
Yeah, it's perfect. I can guarantee success every time. But tell me, John, I checked your website out the last time we talked. You mentioned it, johnholmes.net, am I right?
Yeah, that is right, yes.
I checked that out, and I want to ask you a question, if you'll let me.
Of course I'll let you, Bob.
Will you join my association?
It depends what that is.
Well, it's the Nonconformist Eritham District River Widening Association.
Of course
and
it is.
And I'm going to change the world. I already have a worldwide membership of about 14 people.
Count me in.
As far afield as Australia, there's pending in Australia, New Zealand, Thailand.
Yeah.
I got members in the States, members in the Middle East, and members in this country.
Count me in.
Can I email you an application form?
Absolutely right. I'm all for river widening.
Email address, if you don't.
I can tell you the email address here. You can do holmes@lbc.co.uk, and it'll come to me.
Okay, it'll have an.
Otherwise, if you want to go to my website, there's another address on there. You can use that.
Maybe I'll use the website.
That's fine.
But I'll
just do
it sometime this weekend.
Okay, then I look forward to it.
Please, please, John, please read the form carefully and complete it.
Yes.
Exactly as requested.
I will, in black ink.
No, but I'm only doing it on email and, you know, cut down on paper and save the environment and all that sort of stuff.
Very good, very
and
good.
And if you read it carefully, mate, you'll see exactly where I'm going with it.
I will look forward to receiving it.
I shall make you honorary member number one if you accept that.
Do you know, I think I will accept that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
I will email you accordingly.
Okay, do that. What? Right, next mental, please. Hello, yes?
Is an old Australian stockman, lying, dying.
Yeah.
He cops himself up on one over as his mates gather around and he says, "Watch me didgeridoo, mate. Watch me didgeridoo."
It's the worst Australian accent I've ever heard.
Ball, mate. Oh, what? Truth, mate, I'm a good Australian.
You're not even... You are to the Australian accent what Britain, England is to Australian cricket.
Are you trying to say we're no good at cricket, mate?
I'm saying that we're not any good at cricket, but you're not very good at accents. That's what I'm saying.
All right, fella, I'll give up. No, fair cop, yeah. Fella, fair enough.
All right, then. No, yeah, good. Bye. Nice. No, that's rubbish accent. Right, g'day, Mike. Is that any better? Hello? Who's there? Who's there on the old telephone?
I had a knob of butter on the end of my knife that I spread on some crackers this morning, and I thought, oh, my God, reminds me of Bob from Thamesmead.
I don't really know what just happened. Oh, yeah, this one again. Yeah, okay, go on.
I need the Nintendo Wii!
You can't beg...
I need the Nintendo Wii now!
George, you can't beg for the Nintendo Wii now. The moment it's gone.
I need it now.
You can't even use it up a ladder. There's no point. You can't use it up a ladder. It doesn't plug in.
Oh, come on, man!
No! Turned out mental again, ain't it?
I'm going to go and do myself in!
What? Go on, put another one.
Hello?
Hello, who's there? Hello?
Oh, yes, this is Lars from Forest Gate.
Hello?
With all due respect, you're not a patchman, Ian Lee.
That's not respect, is it? That's not any respect.
With all due respect.
That's not, there's no respect due anyway.
And don't give up your day job.
Okay, I won't.
All right, good.
You can get an Ian Lee patch, actually. It's like a, what do they call them? You know, the smoking you want. What are they called? Nicotine patch, yeah. The Ian Lee patch. You wear them. You wear them on planes when you're not allowed to listen to Ian Lee. If you miss him, get an Ian Lee patch. Get it, go into the chemist, ask for one. And you can say, that's not a patch on Ian Lee. What? Right, hello. Next weirdo, yeah?
Hello, this is Amy Winehouse, and I'd like to enter the Amy Winehouse competition, please.
That's actually a very good impression of Amy Winehouse, I have to say. What's the answer to the question about Amy Winehouse?
Try to make me go to rehab, I've said no, no, no.
That wasn't that, I'm afraid that's the wrong answer. Next caller, please. Yep.
Good afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still waiting for the prize which I won on your competition on Thursday the 9th of November.
Righto. What?
I think it was two tickets for holiday on a skiing holiday down Steve Allen.
No, I think it was, wasn't it Dan James O'Brien?
I can't remember, but I still haven't received my prize anyway.
You're joking.
I'm not joking, I'm very serious.
Well, this is ridiculous, I don't know. What I do is I, you know, you win it, I'm not the, you know, the producer does the job. What do you expect? It's Chris. Well, you want to talk to Chris?
Indeed, well, Chris is listening at the moment, hopefully, unless he's skiving off somewhere.
No, he's drinking meths out there.
Shall I do a song?
Yeah.
Edelweiss.
Oh, sorry, I meant no. Next one, please. Yeah, next weird, yeah?
Edelweiss.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
Well, who's that, more importantly? Is it, LBC 9713, hello?
Hello, John.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
What?
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Yeah, not so bad, mate. Good. Listen, did you find the bloke in the back of the cab? Do you know who it is yet?
No, we haven't had a winner on that yet.
Is it a snowman? Or it might be a puddle?
It would be now, I suppose, in the back of a cab, yeah.
Yeah, for that long.
We've had another one come in. I've got this from Sue in Richmond. It says, is the Christmas mystery man in the back of the cab, is it Father Christmas drunk, being sick in the back of a cab? That's from Sue in Richmond. Pete in Notting Hill thinks it's James Blunt with his hair on fire like a candle.
Son, you're cracking me up, mate.
Thanks very much. But I'm afraid you didn't get it, because it's not a snow.
All right, John.
Never mind. Cheers, though.
See you later, mate.
Bye. Yeah, next caller. Yeah, hello?
Hello, mate. Who's that idiot from Forest Gate? What I don't want to know, right, is when he said patch...
Yep.
He said a cabbage patch or patch on the arm?
Well, it might have been both. It might have been a cabbage patch on the arm. I don't really know. He was a bit mental, if you ask me.
Forest Gate, what'd you expect?
Well, I know.
Come on, mate. What's happening?
Are you all right?
Yeah, Friday night, traffic's murder. Oh,
yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got to get from here to... Where am I going? Down to Waterloo first. I'm going to get there. It's going to take ages.
Don't go in a cab. They rob you blind.
I'm not going to go in a cab.
Yeah, filth. God. Especially Christmas.
Yeah.
Had me last year when I was drunk.
Did they? How much?
Licensed bandit in a taxi, 50 quid to get me home.
Where? What, centre of town to where?
Leytonstone.
50 quid.
Yeah, it's only usually 22 quid.
There you go, you see.
Believe it.
That's what they do.
I felt soiled afterwards.
Violated. You should have soiled the cab. Get around back.
I'll do a runner next time. that's what everybody should do tonight.
No, I'm not condoning that.
Yeah, don't pay the cab driver, do a runner.
Don't say that. pay the man double. They do a good job, and it's Christmas.
Filth. Have a good weekend.
Cheers, mate. That's the views of Duncan there, not the views of me or LBC. So if you are a cab driver, I'm on your side. No one should foul your cab in anywhere at all, and they should pay you double. There, yeah, now I've said it. I'm not angering cab drivers. Right. Oh, God, it's time for... Is it Headlines of Travel? Yeah, it is. It's going to be Headlines of Travel, but of course the lines are 08709. Oh, God, you know the number by now. Ring it, whatever you like. 30, we will be finding out who's won the Nintendo Wii that we had to give away as a prize. Just before 6:30. That's when we'll find out who begged the best. Meantime, though, the lines, of course, are open straight to air. 087 numbers. Yes, hello.
John.
Hello.
People don't think straight, mate. They don't think twice about getting weed on or weed up.
No.
150 quid a night. No thought about getting home to their loved ones.
No.
and it's left to us cab drivers, mate, to reel them in.
I know.
And then when it comes to the costs,
yeah,
we're the biggest horrible monsters on earth, mate.
You're the what, sorry?
We're the biggest horrible monsters on earth.
Well, no, that's it, isn't it? So you the guys, you know, everyone's out celebrating Christmas parties. You're the ones who have to pick up the mess at the end of the night, and there they are doing runners from your cab.
That's it, mate. And hoover it all up out the back.
I know.
Unbelievable. That guy was unbelievable.
I know. I'm with anyway. You, see. I think you, obviously, as long as you're a licensed minicab.
I'm not a minicab.
Well, a licensed cab, yeah.
A licensed cab, yeah.
But not, you know. I'm
feeling
not...
insulted all of a sudden. Yeah. But not to worry.
But I didn't mean it.
No,
no. And to you.
Yes, mate.
Doing a fine job.
Shut up.
There. See? I have to say. Hello, yeah?
John, it's Simon.
Oh, Simon.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, yourself?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
You having fun?
It's all right, you know.
Is it too late to play Grand Vizzle, though?
It is, I'm afraid, yeah. We kind of did that earlier. I had to give the prize away. But, you know, but I'll tell you this, Simon. Every Friday from January the 5th,
yep.
I'm going to be doing this show.
Well, congratulations on the new show, sir.
Thank you very much. And no doubt there'll be things to play during that.
Oh, I hope so.
In which case you can join in. Have you got any Christmas plans?
Well, I was going to be working, but I'm not now.
Why not?
Because a certain thing happened in my life.
Did it?
Yeah.
Anything you want to tell us about, or no?
Well, it's disappeared.
Has it?
Yes.
What has?
I no longer own it.
What?
I no longer own my license.
Your license has been taken away?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Apparently, I can't really be said.
Oh.
Nothing. No one got hurt.
No, I'm glad.
Yeah, bother me.
But you got hurt?
Yes.
I see.
So
what are you going to do around Christmas time? Use cabs then?
Another job.
Yeah. Oh dear.
But yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Good luck with that.
Well, speak to you soon.
You know, obviously I'll speak to you in the new year. And let us know how you get on with your job hunt.
I will do. Have a good Christmas.
Yeah, and you, sir.
See you later.
Quite mysterious, that. I have no idea what you did. I don't think he was going to tell us either. Anyway, hello, yeah, what, you, yes.
Bloody...
Now, I know some of these calls are pointless, but that one really was. Yeah, it was a waste of wires and air and plastic and phones and stuff. Go on, open that one. Yeah, you, yeah?
Hello, Mr. Holmes. I'm very pleased that you're going to have a one-day slot, though, next year. Oh, God, hold on. I've just got to go. Sorry. Yeah, I'm very pleased that you're going to have a one-day slot, though, next year. I think you should have a few more, though.
One day. Jousting with mentals.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you get a Wii today?
They wouldn't let me touch the Wii.
Why?
I don't know. Chris said, we're giving a Nintendo Wii.
Well, I first wasn't getting a Wii, and now I'm getting a Wii because I got a Wii. So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Wii tonight.
You picking it up tonight?
Yeah, from a friend.
That's good. Yeah. I just wanted a handheld controller.
The what? The controller?
The handheld controller thing.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that. Waving it about. No one being able to... Can't touch for it.
Yeah, hopefully I won't be able to break all that many bits at home, but I'll try.
But I, but no, well done. Well, how did you get your Wii? Considering they're so hard to get hold of.
Well, I pre-ordered them on three sites.
Yeah.
And today I was told... Well, yesterday I was told on all three sites that I wasn't going to get one.
Yeah.
And then one of my friends ordered one. Forgot to cancel it.
Yeah.
It arrived in his house this morning. His wife found out. She went absolutely ballistic, and he's got to get rid of it, so I bought it at cost price.
Well done. See, that's the way to get it.
Okay, well, Merry Christmas then, my friend.
And the same to you, yes.
Okay, bye-bye.
Marvellous. It's Bruce Forsyth there. I don't know why I did that. I am losing the will to live. This next caller, yes.
Next is the purse, next is the purse, wicked next is the purse, it will be lame.
Yeah. It's Cartman from South Park, I'm assuming that was supposed to be. Yeah, gang, and gang him. Next one. Yeah, you. Yes.
Yeah, what you doing? How you doing? Just want to tell you, God bless you and God bless America. Peace, everyone.
Was that Snoopy Dog Dog? Could well have been. Chris is saying to me that we are now going to give away that Wii. However, not one person begged correctly. Two people did. And they are, remind me, Sharon, was it? And Deborah. Sharon and Deborah are both in the running for the Wii. Sharon, hello.
Hello there.
Hello. Now, remind me what your beg was.
Oh, we're going to... Well, we were going to get evicted from the house. They've lost £300 of my money, so the £300 I was going to spend on Christmas presents...
Yeah.
...had to go on rent.
So, Sharon is being evicted from a house.
Well, I would be if I didn't spend the money on the...
You would do, yeah. Yeah. But as it is, you're in the chance of getting the Wii.
Oh, I've never won anything.
Oh, you might. You still might not. You still might not.
Oh.
Because the other player is Deborah. Hello, Deborah.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Remind me what your beg was, Deborah.
I just need it. Pleasure.
Yeah. That's right. It was sexy voice, Deborah. Why crisp picture? I don't know. Oh, it's random. two of you had the best beg. One was, well, let's be fair, Sharon, yours was a needy beg. You lost the council's lost the money. You could get evicted for Christmas. Deborah simply went all slutty on us.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it worked.
My daughter would love it. Hey,
her. All right. Well, one of you's going to...
I'm so nervous.
One of you's going to win it, Deborah or Sharon.
Good luck, Deborah. Good luck, Sharon.
Oh, that's so nice, isn't it? Oh, vomiting. Sharon, let's establish first, very quickly, what do you do, Sharon? Are you just full-time mum, or what's your...
No, I work in a baker's shop.
You work in a baker's shop?
Yep. I love my job.
Oh.
Yes.
What, did you work in there today?
No, today was day off.
Oh.
Yeah.
When do you go back, tomorrow?
No, I'm not back until Wednesday now. Oh. How mad is that?
That's literally mad.
Yeah, I've got a long weekend. Mm. Very long.
Yeah, put 4 and 20 blackbirds in a... Could you bake 4 and 20 blackbirds in a pie?
Oh, I wouldn't want to.
I would. Deborah.
Hello.
What do you do?
I'm a yoga teacher.
A yoga teacher?
I am. Mm. And I'm a mum.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a mum too. And nearly a granny.
Nearly a granny?
Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Welcome.
So nice to each other, aren't they? But one of them's going to hate the other one in a minute. And they're probably going to have a cat fight.
I promise I won't hate you, Deborah. I promise.
Okay.
No.
We're going to have a cat fight.
Yeah.
So, the way we've decided to as a tiebreaker, if you like, and I'm afraid it's bikini mud wrestling.
Oh, sounds good.
So, if you can get down to the studio within the next 2 minutes.
No problem.
We've got a mud bath and some bikinis, and you basically have to have a fight.
Yeah, I'm there already.
Okay.
Now I've got my bikini on.
And it's apparently going to be filmed for the website.
Wicked.
It's not really. This is your question. You've got a question, right? This is your, I'm going to ask you a question. The question is for both of you. This is a serious question. Well, as far as we can do it. And all when you know the answer, right, the first one to say their name and then the answer will take the Nintendo Wii. Okay? So you've got to say your name and then the answer.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Oh, I feel sick.
I'm building up the tension. I'm like Chris Tan.
Oh, I know.
Building up the tension. Okay. Oh. Right, here we go. Okay. Here we go. The Nintendo Wii... This is your question. The Nintendo Wii is released today, Friday, the 8th of December. But what date was last Monday?
Deborah 1.
No. That's wrong, isn't it?
Sharon.
Sorry?
Hang on, Sharon.
Yeah?
Oh, gosh.
It's not that hard, is it?
Deborah 4.
Deborah got it. See? Yeah. Sharon, you could have been in there, Deborah. Oh. Sharon, even.
But, oh, I know, I just thought...
And you got backwards counting.
No, I thought you were waiting for my answer.
You're supposed to say your name, and that's it, to Sharon, anything.
Oh, I just said Sharon, and I didn't hear an answer. Oh, sorry.
Deborah
won it.
I think Deborah's won it.
Yes. Oh, my, I was waiting for you to say, give me your answer.
Oh, I did say that. Did I say that? I did say that.
Oh, sorry.
Well, look, you're not... I think we're going to have to go back to the bikini fight. But, Deborah, you win. You do win Nintendo Wii because you did shout it out first. Sharon, you can have an LBC pencil.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry about that. And I hope you don't get evicted. Stay on the line, then, and Chris will sort all of that out. We're out of here. Nightly News is next. I was John Holmes. Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night. Christmas.